It's time for Dayton Women's Flyers Basketball on Information Radio 1660. We thank Archer's Tavern for their support in bringing this game to you today. Now down to the arena with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw.
It's time for the Archer's Tavern pregame with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's get down to the arena for today's pregame show.
And it will be quite a test for the University of Dayton women's basketball team today as the Flyers host the top team in the conference, and they are loaded, and I'm talking about the Richmond Spiders. Pleasant good Sunday, everyone, on NFL Championship Sunday. Dennis Shaw, Barney Sentner with you. We have folks listening from the Richmond area. Please welcome to our broadcast. Now, why do I say this is a tough test? Richmond Spiders have won by 20 points or more this year 10 times. Flyers actually, in their first loss, are not one of those statistics. Because as we hearken back to the first time they played, Richmond took advantage of 15-8 in the first quarter, 18-2 in the second quarter, led 33-10 at the half on the way to an 18-point victory. I address Richmond's 24 turnovers with Tamika Williams-Jetter, whom you will hear from very, very shortly. But let's recap Wednesday night. A wonderful game for the Flyers, defeating St. Louis 87-76. Nicole Stevens, an efficient 7 of 10 from the field. She had 15 points. But really the star was Ariana Smith, a career-high 23 points to go along with her 11 rebounds. Shayna Wheeler contributed 12 points off the bench. And the Flyers had 18 assists in that game and shot a very effective 56% on the season. So before we hear from Tamika Williams-Jetter, Dennis always likes to dazzle me with some statistic that I didn't find myself, so we'll put him on the spot. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you this. You don't see it too often that all five starters have started all of your games, and that's what's happened here for Richmond. All five have started all 21 games. All five average 25-plus minutes. You're right, Barney. I mean, some of the stats that do jump off the page. Ahlstrom, she's shooting 48% from the three-point line on 127 attempts. It's kind of ridiculous. That is higher than Ivy Wolf. Ivy's 45% on 125 attempts, so I thought Ivy's numbers were ridiculous. Ahlstrom shoots it a little bit better. Allie Sweeney shoots the three at 58%. That's on 60 attempts. That's not on a small amount either. They're a very, very good team, so we got more numbers coming up for you, but there's a couple.
And Richmond comes off punishing Loyola in Chicago Thursday night, 85-45. And Sweeney has really upped her game. She had a career high on Thursday night, 19 points, 6 of 7 from the field, 5 of 6 from 3. And you talk about balance. Budnick, Dugan, and Ahlstrom all had 14. And Faith Alston, not Ahlstrom. So we've got Alston and Ahlstrom today. Keep that in mind, Dennis, when you get the third quarter. Faith Alston had 11 off the bench. And for the game, Richmond shot 61%, and they shot 59% from three. And you mentioned that they're number one nationally in three-point percentage this year now at 41%. And they're number two nationally in two-point percentage at 51%. So if you're looking for a weakness, good luck. All right, well, let's kind of turn our attention to academics as I start my interview with Tamika Williams-Jetter. So let's go to that right now. Tamika Williams-Jetter joins us. And before we talk about Richmond, I'm going to talk about something that actually is more personable to me than basketball, because I was a 22-year teacher at a broadcast college here in Dayton. If I say 3.46, does that mean anything to you?
You said 3.46 GPA.
Yes. The highest GPA for women's basketball in UD in 19 years, the fall semester. I mean, how did you feel when you first heard that?
My players know they'll get in more trouble from an academic standpoint than a basketball standpoint. None of my kids are going to go on to be WNBA superstars and make millions of dollars, you know, where they don't have to work the rest of their life. I pray that one of them does, but that's not their future. Some of them will play afterwards and have fun with that, but they better be professional at something, get a degree at Dayton, and I tell them that early. So I think it's impressive, but what's most impressive about it, and I kind of hashtagged it, is the majors,
yes,
right?
I didn't give the list, but yeah. I mean, they're
I mean, you're talking about criminal justice, yep. engineering. Yep. I don't have them all memorized, but
some health sciences. We'll have three doctors, two engineers, a couple business majors. Nani is accounting, finance. You know, it's probably. You're talking about some of the hardest courses that you can take, criminal justice. And we got our lonely education major in Molly. We got to have someone that can raise the kids, right? So we could really run a business. And I always tell them that.
Well, here's the thing. When people hear student-athlete term, they usually slough it off. But mm-hmm. time management, I mean, they're practicing. They're going yep. to school. They're mm-hmm. traveling for games. Now, you didn't have as many traveling road games this year for fall, but still. I don't know how they do it, mm-hmm. time-wise.
Yep. We practice early in the morning most of the time, right? We're 7 to 9, 6:45 to 9, 6:30 to 9. So their days are pretty open, but, you know, we make a conscious effort in recruiting to recruit kids who want to be elite in all areas of life. And some of our kids are not as, you know, you have some kids who are pretty gifted in that space, but I think also the support we get from Beth Flack and her staff is amazing. You know, I'm just the enforcer. She knows if she tells me something, there's times where she's like, no, I got it, you know, or let me talk to the assistant coaches. But my players know I've showed up at classes. I've taken pictures in front of classes with professors. If I don't think people are going to show up, if you don't do something, I will hold you out of practice. I've held people out of games for academic issues and we really don't have any, but I think because we make it an emphasis in our culture, it matters. And I think Beth Fleck does an amazing job, not just with them academically, but just them as young women.
So before we get to Richmond, let me elaborate. So what does Beth actually do? Her title, I think, is academic advisor. But I mean, is she there to make sure they go to class? Is she there to answer questions from them?
I think what she does, she's definitely an academic advisor. I think she's also an assistant AD at this point. She's been here for almost 20 years. She says it took 20 years, but we did it. But what Beth is she's just a very impactful person, a very dynamic person in their lives. She doesn't check for classes. She knows, you know, when you've been here for as long as she has, the professors know her well. And so I think because she sets them up for success so early, there's not a lot of class checks and study halls and things of that nature. There's a lot of tutors and making them grow up, you know, holding them accountable to getting what they need to get done. She starts that from their freshman year. So it's kind of a wean off. You're not going to graduate from college and your boss is going to tell you every little thing and what time to wake up and wake you up in the morning and all that. So we kind of track on the side of making them independent as best we can. And I think that's what she does the best job of, getting them ready for the rest of their lives.
Okay. So let's talk about Richmond now. And, somebody asked me yesterday, how's it going to be different? And I said, well, I asked the coach that, but I said, I will also say this team is playing a lot better and has built a lot of momentum since that game in Richmond. Mm-hmm. So how's it going to be different?
There's a couple things that happened even in the loss. How we played the second half, we beat them in the second half, right? We put ourselves in a little bit of a bind in the first quarter. Nobody makes them play differently. Not the Tennessees, not the Alabamas, not the Oklahoma States, not the Creighton, I think they played this year. None of those teams made them play different, win or lose. They're a high octane, I think number 7. In the country from an offensive execution standpoint, and they're top 30 defensively, right? They're going to force you to tough twos with their length. And they're great in half court on both, so they don't have to rely on transition. You know, they're very solid, very experienced. There are only two teams that made them play at a rate that they didn't want to play, right? And their offensive execution numbers were drastically different. University of Dayton.
Okay.
And Georgetown.
Georgetown. Okay.
One was a win, one was a loss.
And the other thing I did say, well, also, and I'm sure Coach Roussel is not letting them have a letdown today because he's telling them about this.
Oh, yeah.
They were not happy after that game.
Nope.
24 turnovers,
yes.
Now, if you can make them commit 24 more turnovers today.
Yeah.
Do you think that's possible?
That's the plan. You know, like I said, there's only two teams that made them fall apart. And I heard him because our locker room was by there. Aaron, he's not a big yeller or screamer. And he was losing it that second half because I don't think he looks at the, you know, the overall game or, you know, they pulled it out in the fourth. He's looking at a very stickler on how they win. And I think we all are. And we made them have to win that game a little bit differently than they have forever, you know, for the entire season. So I think that was what we have to hang our hat on, is that there are only two teams that made them play differently and forced them to turnovers and miss shots. And it was us in Georgetown, not Tennessee, not Alabama, not Oklahoma State. So that has to be there.
Final question, and we know they have a firepower, and boy, they really have firepower, and I'll just reference, they had a career high from number 14, Sweeney, who's a sophomore in their last game. So guess what? Now you not only have Ulstrom and Budnick and Dugan, now I guess you have to put in a game plan for Sweeney.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pull a good, when you have two, you have, I think, three kids who shoot 50% from the three-point line, and they take a lot of threes, you got your hands full. They're the number one three-point shooting team in the country right now, today, right after their last game. They took that title. So you have to do a great job of running them off the three-point line, and I think that's what we did a great job of there. You're not going to take them all away. They have a lot of length getting them off, but we made them take a lot of twos in that game, and we really held the fort on all their backdoor cuts and post-ups and things. We really fought them. That's what we have to do. You know, they're coming in here very comfortable after a very comfortable win. We're not a team they want to see right now, I know, from Aaron. So and they're number one in it. They were picked number one. They're number one right now, and it's just a great opportunity for us to prove ourselves.
All right, let's get back to courtside. All right, so a couple other things here, then we'll wrap up our pregame show. The officials are a couple of names I'm not familiar with. Lauren Nimiera, though I just talked to her, and she said she has refereed here before, not this year. She's from Chicago. Robert McDowell, Brandon Appel, I am familiar with him. So this is also National Girls and Women in Sports Day. We have a volleyball player, Taylor Russell, whom I'll be speaking with at halftime about that. Richmond was 29-6 last year, 16-2 in the league, and talk about an ugly game for Dayton last year. They beat the Flyers 72-39. Nothing more needs to be said about that. We did note Aaron Russell, as mentioned by Tamika, sixth year, came from Bucknell, and 99-60 record. All right, so that will end our pregame show. We'll go ahead and bumper that off, come back, get ready for our national anthem, which will be performed by Sophia Samaki, and we'll go ahead and break right now and then return.
You have been listening to the pregame program with Barney Sentner. Let's head down to the arena for the play-by-play with Barney in color with Dennis Shaw.
That was quick. Anyway, I mean, they have put some beatdowns on teams. Just an example here. Morgan State by 54. Gardner-Webb, 48. William & Mary, they beat two teams that day, 35. Oakland out of Michigan, 27. In conference, UMass by 30. Davidson by 22. St. Bonaventure by 36. It goes on and on. Now, they did beat George Mason by 2. The game in which Dennis said he watched was a heck of a game. Their losses, if you're wondering, do they lose to anybody? Yes. They lost to Alabama by 7. Fordham by 2. Tennessee by 25. The aforementioned Georgetown by 2. And Texas by 11. Right now we're getting ready for the color guard, so they're going to come out, and after that occurs, we will give you the starting lineups. Spiders 16-5, Flyers 12-7. We'll have the national anthem, and then we'll get ready for the start of today's game. Pretty nice crowd. I think we're going to make it over 2,000 today. Maybe 3,000 as I look behind me. We've been stuck on like 1,200 lately, allegedly. So we'll see where that goes, but let's break and get ready for our national anthem.
Thank you.
So, the Spiders, no surprise here, they average 75 a game and they give up 58 per contest. They out-rebound their opponents by 6 per game. And I think they're one of the first teams this year. They have a plus-minus-plus assist-to-turnover ratio. 19 assists, 16 turnovers. Take away that 24 against Dayton, and that 16-turnover average would be even less. They are going to come out with these starting five. Allie Sweeney is a 5'6 sophomore. She averages 9 points per game. Sparta High School in Sparta, New Jersey. Then Addie Budnick, she's a 6'2 grad student, so we won't have to deal with her anymore after this year. Like Dennis and I were talking before the game, it feels like she's, some of these players have been there like 15 years. So Budnick is a 6'2 grad student. She averages 10.5 points a game. Highland Park High School out of Highland Park, Illinois. And she is on the season 67 assists, only 42 turnovers, so good ratio there. Rachel Ullstrom, we'll get her back next year because she's a 6'1 junior. She averages 16.6 points per game. Marianopolis Prep High School out of Auburn, Massachusetts. Give her herself credit. He's got players from every state in the union, or so it feels. All right, and then we have Katie Hill, 6-foot senior. She averages 6 points a game. St. John Vianney High School out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. And finally, we have Maggie Dugan, the 6'2 junior. She averages 16 points a game. Cardinal O'Hara High School out of Broomall, Pennsylvania. So they have a starting lineup from New Jersey, Illinois, Massachusetts. Two New Jerseys and Pennsylvania. All right. As for the Flyers, they come in averaging 67 a game and giving up 62 with their 12-7 record. They are rebounding their opponents by 2 per game. And that assist-to-turnover ratio, it's getting closer. Again, it takes a long time. But Dayton averages 13.5 assists a game, and they give up 18 turnovers per contest. They dim the lights. And, of course, now we have to have, like, some exciting introduction here. We just can't introduce the players. So we'll persevere. Ariana Smith averages 11.6 points a game and 9 rebounds. And as for Ariana Smith, she is a 6'2 senior. She's out of Afrocentric High School, Columbus, and she's a transfer from Indiana State. Then we have Ricky Harris, the grad student, of course, who did her entire undergraduate work at Ohio State. Ricky Harris, 5'10 in stature. She averages 7.2 a game. And I think this has really improved over the last 3 games. I'll get Dennis's comment. She has a plus assist-to-turnover ratio now, 52 assists to 44 turnovers. So, like Nicole, we'll get to her. Dennis, I think Ricky Harris has really upped her game, especially as we've gotten into conference.
The entire team has played well since conference play has started. That's one of the things that's led into tonight being such a big game, is they're playing the best ball of the season at the right time.
All right. So Ivy Wolf, of course, out of Minster. Ivy, 5'8", senior. She averages 17 a game. Oh, and, of course, we saw her difficulties with her teeth on Wednesday. Asked her before the game. She did not need any dental work, but I never heard of this before. She said when she hit the floor that some wax wound up getting on her teeth.
Oh,
and she was trying to get it off because apparently they buffed the floor with wax. She said she wasn't in pain. It was just weird because she was trying to take off the wax.
That's a weird feeling. I cannot imagine. I've never had that happen.
No. That's kind of weird. All right. Jada Johnson starts, of course, a 6'1 sophomore out of Hampden Hall Country Day High School, West Haven, Connecticut, transfer from Boston College. Jada Johnson averages 2.4 a game, probably in her limited minutes played her best game of the year on Wednesday. And then you have Nicole Stevens, of course, the transfer from Columbia, Pickerington Central High School out of Pickerington in the Columbus area. Nicole, 54 assists on the year to 42 turnovers. And this is where I say Nicole is up to her game. She is averaging 6.4 points a game on the year, but in A-10 play, and I normally don't look at this. I don't want to confuse people by giving them 2 different stats. But Nicole in A-10 play is averaging 8.8 a game. So that's impressive to see.
Well, and we thought coming into the season, Nicole was going to be a key piece. Struggled a little bit with kind of getting comfortable. And yeah, you've seen it just over this last few weeks specifically. She makes a big impact on the rest of her teammates and allowing them to do what they want to do.
All right, so Richmond comes in with the road uniforms. Those are dark blue, trimmed in red and white. The Flyers, of course, now have reverted back because they're wearing red Wednesday night. They are wearing white today, trimmed in their red. And teams are in their final huddles, and we'll get this underway. And I know the way I would approach this personally. Take this game in four-minute increments or five-minute increments. If it gets away from you, call timeout. But I'm not saying you have to win every three, four, five-minute increments, but keep it close.
Yeah, I think if you've been listening to this pregame, I think we've done a pretty good job of letting you know this Richmond Spider team is very good. So you're right. You want to break down this game. I was looking at this from a coaching perspective this morning, and I thought, how do you beat this team? What do you do? Where are their weaknesses? So you're right. Turnovers are up for them. They average 16 and a half turnovers a game. But you just said it. They have a positive assist-to-turnover ratio, so turnovers haven't really been a problem for them. You're going to beat this Richmond team one way, and it's being physical. You've got to get into them. You've got to make them uncomfortable. You've got to run them off the three-point line, limit your turnovers, and get them into some spots they do not like to be in. That is what Tamika Williams-Jeter has been about. It's not about just how you play. It's how you win.
Smith and Dugan. Tap is won by Nicole Stevens and the Flyers. They will start out with the ball, and Richmond will settle into some 2-3 matchup zone, and they have Dugan out high on Jada Johnson. Now it is dumped underneath Ariana Smith. She works inside. It's too hard off the backboard. She gets it back, though, and partially it's deflected out of bounds. Dayton will keep it. You see where the Flyers wanted to go right away, don't you there? No surprise. And the official has to invite somebody to key the ball in. So all five of them were not doing that. Stevens quickly in. Pump fake Smith, overshot everything. Ariana gets it back, missed again. And I thought I heard a whistle, apparently not, play on. So Ariana Smith has come up dry, though her initial rebound statistics will look strong. Now the Spiders have the basketball. Here's an immediate three. It is in and out for Addie Budnick. She had a great look from the right wing. It did not go down. And Ivy Wolf takes it coast to coast and lays it in. Richmond not exactly playing strong inside defense to stop that penetration, so Dayton has the first lead of the game, 2-0. And it's Sweeney. Dayton playing a lot of man here as it's Dugan on the dribble. Dugan in the paint. Head fake on Stevens. Mismatch. Puts it in. Dugan 54% from the two-point range this year. Ties it at a deuce. I don't know that Stevens can handle Dugan inside. An open three. Wolf in and out. And Dugan is there for the easy carom. Quickly up court. Budnick off to Dugan outside the three-point stripe. It's the screen by Hill driving. Dayton foul. Either have Stevens or Harris. Or Johnson. And they call it on Jada Johnson. First foul in the game. And Sweeney inbounds the basketball. And Richmond has 20 to shoot. We're tied at 2, about a minute and a half into this game. Richmond outscored Dayton 15-8 in the first quarter in the first meeting, which was in December. It was the first conference game of the year. Hill drives on Smith. Hill's cut off on the left baseline effectively. Now it's an Abby Budnick three. It's in and out. And the rebound comes to Ivy Wolf. Quick pass up court to Johnson. Johnson hits the trailer in Harris. And Harris will start her dribble, guarded by Sweeney. Ball's deep in the corner to Nicole Stevens. Stevens is played by Ullstrom. Stevens is blanketed by Ullstrom. And it's a give and go to Johnson. She puts it in. And that's great move without the ball for Johnson, anticipating the pass from Nicole Stevens. Dayton up 4-2.
Great vision from Stevens. No room for error on that pass.
Johnson with good hands. That helped too. Here's a bounce pass underneath. Dugan posts. She gets it in. They've got to take Nicole Stevens off of Maggie Dugan. That's not going to work. That's two baskets inside.
I think you'll see Shannon Wheeler soon into the game. Not for Stevens, but for Jada, and then they'll switch around the defense.
And this ball is tapped away by Ullstrom, but getting it in the backcourt is Johnson. We're tied at 4, almost 3 minutes into the game. Wolf taps the top of her head a couple times. And, boy, right on her is Hill, and Hill's not giving her an inch. Now they switch Budnick over to her. And there's five to shoot. The ball's deep in the corner. It's a Harris three, which is an air ball. It comes right to Ariana Smith. She can't hit it. If the ball would have gone in somehow, it would have counted, but it came up as an air ball. In transition, 4-4. Richmond looks to take their first lead of the game as Hill has the ball slapped away. Out of traffic to Budnick. Back over to Katie Hill. Hill guarded by Ivy Wolf. 10 to shoot. Budnick, long three right side. Way short. Clunks off the iron and goes right into the Dayton bench. Well, so far, Richmond's a little three-point happy in this game.
Little three-point happy. Dayton playing with fire. Budnick's had a couple wide-open looks that haven't hit.
So far, so good. 4-4. If we look at the stats, Richmond's 2 of 5 and Dayton is 2 of 7. That's because Ariana Smith is not converted. She is 3 rebounds, even though she's 0 for 3 from the field. Stevens drives, played by Dugan, shoots it over her and gets it in. I thought Dugan kind of backed off there, and a steal. Ivy Wolf has it, goes in 1-on-2 and comes up short. Ivy didn't have the numbers there. I think it would have been best for her to back it out. Meanwhile, Dugan looks to put Richmond in the lead with a three. Instead, Budnick will drive. She's cut off. Great defense by Wolf. Give and go underneath. Beautiful pass to Ullstrom. And Rachel connects, tying it at 6. Ullstrom 58% from two-point stripe this year. Richmond's going to go to their bench with two players in a moment. Niall Lear and Shannon Wheeler come in for Dayton. And wide open, they hit Ariana Smith. I don't know how she got so wide open. She scores it. Dayton's up 8-6. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And here is a three taken by Katie Hill, and she nails it. She's not even one of those leaders on the team in three-point percentage.
But no, that's
she got
the
an
one
open
you
look.
Want shooting, only 22%.
She got an open look. She didn't hesitate. Richmond has the lead. Stevens with the ball on the right side, right in front of our broadcast position. Stevens will hand it off. Jada Johnson, now she will drive, forces it up, and got the foul. That one's going to go on Ullstrom, and that's the first Richmond foul in the game. Let's tell you about the subs. Niall Lear in for Dayton. Shannon Wheeler in. Lear averages 3.6. Wheeler averages 4. Harris is going to sit down.
And Wheeler's for Jada.
Yeah, and Jada has to shoot free throws where she's at 46% this year. Dayton as a team shoots 70. Jada connects. So she's got 3 points. Richmond has brought in Sam Dewey, a 6'2 junior. She averages 3.2 a game. Jada missed this one in and out, and Dugan comes up with the rebound. Richmond made another substitution. This is a finder. I'll let you know. But right now it's Ullstrom. Uses a pick. Ullstrom is cut off.
Jimenez.
And, Jimenez, who didn't play, hasn't played for a couple of games, which is kind of weird. And Dayton has a foul. Somebody picked up a foul. Here's Wheeler now in for Johnson. Yeah, I don't really understand. Jimenez is an effective player, but... Again, she did not play at all in the Loyola game. So Nicole Stevens picked up that last foul. And Richmond inbounds the basketball. Dugan's going to go one-on-one. Now she's going to take Niall Lear to task and put it in. Can anybody stop her inside? Doesn't look like it so far. Richmond up 11-9. Next dead ball will be our media timeout. Shannon Wheeler with the basketball. Over, and Ivy Wolf throws it away. Tried to get the ball over to Wheeler, but it was intercepted by Jimenez. Over to Ullstrom. Ullstrom is cut off on the baseline. Good defense by Niall Lear. Criminal justice major. Impressive GPA of about 3.5. 12 to shoot for the Spiders. Ullstrom forces a three over Wolf. Didn't get it. Richmond had time to get a better shot there. And Dayton can tie or take the lead. And we're going to have a media timeout because we have a Richmond foul underneath. We'll tell you who it's on.
Dewey.
All right, her first foul. All right, let's take a break. 4:13 to go, first quarter. Dayton hanging in. It's what we want. Richmond leads 11-9. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on the radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghostlight Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So I mentioned Alyssa Jimenez. She is a 6-foot grad student, and she is out of Horizon High School. She transferred from Florida Gulf Coast. She originates from Thornton, Colorado, and she averages 2.5 points a game. And in a close game, you might want her in there. You say, why? She's 10 of 11 at the free throw line this year, which is 91%. A couple of weird things happened in the A-10 yesterday. First of all, Fordham beat St. Bonaventure. That doesn't sound weird, but they won 51-49. When I go over the standings later, you'll know why. Shaw led St. Bonaventure with 22. Donaldson had 19 for Fordham. And George Mason beat George Washington 91-50. That doesn't sound weird until I tell you that George Washington led this game by 5 points at halftime. George Mason outscored them in the second half 66-20. We get George Mason here next Saturday. Can't wait. For George Mason, Harris had 23. Walton had 20. For George Washington, Lewis had 16. George Mason, 50% from the field, 52% from the 3-point stripe. And they're right there with Richmond at the top of the standings. St. Joe beat the South 76-52, even though they only led by 4.5, but St. Joe had a 26-9 third quarter. Quinn had 23 for LaSalle, Smith had 22 for St. Joe, and I thought UMass would win this game. UMass won on the road at VCU, 54-49, Overset 13, Ueda had 17 for VCU. And I'll get a final at the next media timeout. But St. Louis was just screaming Davidson by 15 in the fourth quarter. Davidson at one point, the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, went about 10 minutes without scoring, which is just bizarre. Loyola and Rhode Island tipped off what we did. We'll get you some updates on that later on as well. So, again, a good start here. Flyers are out rebounding. Richmond 7-4 because Ariana has 4 rebounds. Now they throw it into Ariana Smith, and she's able to control the basketball to Nia Lear. Nia will drive. She's cut off by Dugan and looks outside for Ivy Wold with 8 to shoot. Ivy uses a screen by Smith. Now Ivy is double teamed and a desperation 3. Steven Swish. Well, that just shows that her shot's really coming when you hit what I would call a panic shot there. It gives the Flyers another lead of 12-11. Both teams with 2 fouls. Officials letting them play. Not a real physical game, though, so far. As it's Alan Sweeney, hasn't scored in this game. And the ball's batted away by Ivy Wolf. On a good overplay with 12 to shoot. 3:33 to go in the first. This Richmond team, they look tall. They have a lot of length. Kind of remind me of the makeup of Vanderbilt when they were here. Ball's inbounded deep in the corner to Dugan. Dugan will penetrate again. She's got Stevens on her hip. Instead, it's kicked out. Open 3, look Dewey. Bang! Well, Dennis will tell us what she shoots from the 3.
31%, 6 of 19.
Boy, that's all you need. Players who are at 25 and 31% are knocking down threes. Well, Richmond's up by a deuce. 3:10 to go in the first period. Underneath. Ariana Smith goes past Dewey and lays it in. Ariana Smith, 63% of the 2-point stripe this year, has 4 points. We're knotted at 14. Good pass inside to her. Dugan drives on Wheeler. Dugan will drive past Wheeler. Wheeler stays on her like glue. Dugan missed the layup. But Ostrom missed the follow-up. And Ariana Smith is there for a hard rebound.
Drastic difference with Wheeler on the on there.
Still thought Dugan was going to make that. Now Shannon has outside the 3-point stripe. Nia Lear in the right side. She stops, pops from 10, in and out, and Dugan is there for the rebound. Up court, Allie Sweeney. Sweeney drives on Wolf. She's cut off. A 3, Ahlstrom. Off the mark, right side. And another rebound for Ariana Smith, and that's rebound number 6. And we still have 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And Molly O'Riordan, Ricky Harris are going to come back in for Dayton at the next dead ball. And it's Shannon Wheeler on the weave offense. Wheeler traveled. I even called that. Good overplay for Jimenez there, forcing that. They're booing, but it was obvious. Molly O'Reardon averages 2.2 a game. Freshman out of the Chicago area. Doolin will throw it in. They have brought in Faith Alston, 5'7 grad student, averages 4.5 points a game. Faith Alston is out of Paul VI Catholic High School, out of Centerville, Virginia. Not Centerville, Ohio. And Dugan with the basketball. We're tied at 14. Dugan drives, blows past Wheeler, and Shannon fouled her. Trying to defend her, Shannon's picked up her first foul, and Maggie Dugan goes to the line, where she is at 76% on the year. She's been A-10 Player of the Week twice this year. 37 against George Mason, 26 points against Davidson.
The George Mason game, she was unstoppable. I guess that's why I wanted Wheeler to switch over to her. You don't want to get her going. Her first three baskets were easy layups against Nicole Stevens. Last two drives have been much more difficult.
She missed that one, so she's still stuck on 6 points. If you can say stuck on is the proper term here. One more for Dugan.
Surprised Olivia hasn't checked in yet for the Flyers. They'll need her offense today.
Dugan connects. She leads all scorers in this game with 7. Flyers down 15-14. Dayton is shooting 6 of 13 from the field. They're shooting this. Definitely have been carrying them lately. Actually, both teams, 6 of 13 from the field, shooting just under 50%. Straight jacketed is Harris. Gets the ball off to Ivy Wolf. In the deep corner, it's Molly O'Reardon, who's hit a couple of threes lately, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Alston. Now, we have Alston and Alstrom in the game at the same time, so bear patience with me if I start confusing them for one another. Wolf will throw it in. Dayton has 9 to shoot. Minute 34 to go in the first period. Taylor Russell's on the Dayton volleyball team. I'll speak with her live at halftime here on National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Ivy falls. Turns it over. Comes to Kate Hill. Beautiful bounce pass. Dugan basket. Dugan with 9. 17-14. This is in the danger zone. You don't want to get down by 5, 7, and 9. We're down 3. Ricky Harris falls off to Nio. They're traveled, got away with it. A 3, O'Reardon. Could she hit it? No, she's off the front of the rim. Wheeler back taps it, but it comes to Faith Alston. Faith comes down. Over to Alstrom. Now Maggie Dugan, who's been very active so far in this game. 4-5 from the field and her 9 points. Budnick, the 3 over O'Reardon. Too hard. Rebound, Alstrom. Could she keep it alive? No, she did, and is it Wheeler? Oh, no, they're going to say over the back on Alstrom, or is it on Kate Hill? Alstrom, they're saying she's over the back, and that's her second foul. And here is Jacques Madal in for Dayton. She's missed the last few games with an ankle injury. She averages 4.8 a game. That's somebody Dayton needs today with some length. So Alstrom is out, and they have brought in Anna Hamden, a 6'3 grad student. She averages 4 a game. Hamden, the Shirley School, transfer from Penn State, Downington, Pennsylvania. I didn't see what happened. I didn't miss anything. It was a turnover.
Reardon tried to throw a back door and threw a little bit too much of a fastball. Threw it away.
So the door was closed. And an inadvertent whistle gives Ivy Wolf an extended break. And Shantavia Dawkins is in. She averages 3 points a game. This is the trend you don't want to see for the Flyers. They have not scored in the last 2.5 minutes. And there's an overplay in Nio. Lear just picked up her first foul. Shouldn't hurt Dayton because it's only their team's fourth with 36 seconds left. Camden, the 6'3 grad student. Richmond probably will hold for one. They have a 3-point lead. Alston drives on Molly O'Reardon. Now, beautiful pass over, and Budnick gets the layup. Defense is drawn to Alston. Richmond now up 19-14. Dayton gets a chance to hold for one. Ricky Harris will drive at 5. Harris is cut off at 3. They got to shoot at Dawkins. And a Jacques Madal desperation 3 is short. Dawkins needed to shoot that ball. Dayton winds up shooting 43%, 6 of 14. Richmond winds up shooting an even 50%, 8 of 16. 10-7 Dayton rebound advantage, 10-8 actually. If we look at turnovers, Dayton already with 5. That's too many. That comes out to 20. Richmond on turnovers, only one. They're not beating themselves. We'll break. We shall return.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It is because of businesses like these that we are able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you are in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demney Cass Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tub and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And St. Louis does wind up defeating Davidson. They were up by 7 at the half. They got it up to 16. They wound up winning the rematch in Davidson. They lost at home by like a 25. Davidson hit everything. Well, today Davidson hit nothing. St. Louis 60, Davidson 51. Maya Glanton, I didn't think she missed a shot when I was watching this before the game. She didn't. She had 18 points, 10 rebounds, and went a sterling 9 of 9 from the field. She's got up her game this time. That was a joke. Donovan had 16 for Davidson. And I'll get to the updated standings here shortly. Early on, Rhode Island is beating Loyola 12-4. I don't really expect that to change. And congratulations to the team across town, Wright State women, their fifth victory of the season yesterday. They beat Milwaukee at home 69-61. When they played at Milwaukee earlier this year, they lost by 25. So things changed. Wright State only 9 turnovers yesterday. They were plus 14 in the paint. Staten had a double-double, I think her sixth of the year. She had 13. Makaira Miller had 11. And DC Baumhauer, who played for Wright State this year, transferred to Milwaukee, came back yesterday. I was thinking she might hit her 1,000th point. She came up short. She had 13 points, so she's 4 away from 1,000. Wright State will play Robert Morris Wednesday, and they'll be home next Saturday at 2 o'clock against Northern Kentucky. So, not too bad, Dennis, but I guess if this is repeated 3 more times,
it's another 20-point win for Richmond.
You're right, and they're hanging around. They withstood the initial rush, but, yeah, you've got to win a quarter if you really want to kind of establish yourself as a chance in this game.
So Richmond can even increase that lead down because they have the ball to start this period. And it's Alston. Hands it off to Budnick. And here is a 3 for Camden, and this is off the mark, too hard. But you're going to have a third player who doesn't shoot threes very well connect on one, but that didn't happen. Instead, it's Shantavia Dawkins driving. Ivy Wolf still on the bench, which surprises me a little bit. Inside of Jacques Medal, can't get it. Had a good look at it, couldn't go. Camden got the rebound, quickly up to Alston. Alston in front of the UD bench, hands it off to Jimenez, and Dayton was a little close, and do they have Dawkins with the foul here?
Yep, hand check.
They do. So you have Camden's three-pointering accuracy?
Yeah, I think, what did I just see? Camden, 31%, 14 of 44 from three-point line.
Okay, so she didn't hit, but who did hit were Dewey and Hill, and they were at 31 and 25% respectively. Richmond almost throws it away. They have a 5-point lead. We're a minute into a scoreless second period here on 1660 Information Radio. And here is Anna Camden. She drives off balance, swaps it off the backboard, but Budnick gets it back, kicks it out. Alston the 3, missed it, but another rebound is Kate Hill. Hill puts it on the floor, adjusts and misses it again, and Richmond is just going to town on the boards even though they could not convert that. Richmond is in a scoring slump. Dayton needs to take advantage. Dayton hasn't scored in a while. And they're down 5. And they will control the basketball with the Jacques Medal. They have 10 to shoot. Livia Leung is in the game. And she is ridden by Camden on her hip. But they don't give Camden the foul. They give somebody else the foul. Leung averages 7 a game. Jacques Medal's out. And Johnson is back in. The foul was on somebody. I'll just tell you, somebody. Ivy Wolf getting a little more of a break than I would have expected, frankly.
I would think she'd be playing 40 minutes today.
Jimenez picked up that foul.
Okay, so that's her first. And Dawkins will be on the dribble now. Over to Olivia Leung. She is belly to belly by Jimenez. Hands it off to Dawkins. Dawkins find the three-point stripe. Dayton's got three to shoot. Nicole Stevens throws it away. They wouldn't have gotten a shot off anyway. So Richmond plays excellent defense. Nobody has scored so far. 2 minutes into this second period. And Camden has the basketball. Camden takes a couple of dribbles. And out the top of the key, hounded by Johnson. Hands it off to Budnick. Budnick is fouled a little too close by Ariana Smith, her first. Dayton has six players with a foul each. Here's Ivy back into the game for Dayton, replacing Dawkins. Richmond will bring back in Dugan and Sweeney, and they will replace Camden and Alston. They didn't have to do that, really. I like the people that had all the court. Aaron Russell's not going to listen to me. Sweeney with the basketball, hands it off out high. That's Kate Hill. Katie Hill. It's almost stolen, but Katie Hill's able to recover. They only made to shoot. So they got to realize that as Katie Hill fumbles the ball, loses it. That's a turnover. Ivy Wolf comes down the other way. She does not have numbers, and this time she smartly will slow it up and wait for her teammates, which is Stevens in the corner. She'll shoot a two from the left side. It comes up short, and I think they're going to get Olivia Leung over the back.
Ariana. No? They got Ariana, and she is not happy about it.
Oh, boy, that's her second, and this is what you worry about. I don't think this team is going to stay in this game if she's sitting on the bench in foul trouble. So you take her out, and you bring Shannon Wheeler back in. Is a player ever pleased when they get a foul?
No. I think she might have had a case on that one. She was going for the rebound and was being held down.
So we are going for our first scoreless quarter in the history of my 22 years here. We're almost 3 minutes into it. 19-14 Richmond with the basketball. And Dugan has the ball. She drives on the freshman and...
They're now calling every hand check.
That's Johnson. Yep, that's her second foul. So they kind of let him go in the first quarter, and now we kind of have a little bit of a whistle fest here.
It's already 14 fouls, and three of them have been hand checks.
Harris comes in for Johnson. And Sweeney will throw it in. She does so, and it is Budnick. Controls the basketball, guarded by Stevens on the left side. 10 to shoot. Dugan with the back to the basket. She will drive the paint and take over a charge. She fell down. They could have called travel, but she gets the player control foul charge. First foul in the game for Dugan. And ESPN Plus on the replay can basically get rid of these first 3 minutes. Richmond up 19-14. Still. Driving is Harris. She's cut off effectively out to Leung. Outside the three-point stripe. Olivia drives on Jimenez. Now she backs off. She carried it. I don't know why they didn't give that a violation, but it's into Wheeler, and Shannon missed the layup. Dayton is not converting in the paint on the bunnies today. That's not helping them. Driving is Sweeney. Outside. Is somebody going to score now? Boy, that was carried. But they're going to say he'll drive, scores, and she's going to go to the line where she's at 71% to try to complete the three-point play. I thought she, and again, I don't criticize officials, you know that. I thought she carried that ball on her hip.
It was close. They've been kind of letting that one go here recently anyways. It's tough for the Flyers. They just get nothing moving on the offensive side of the ball here in the second quarter, reminiscent of last time they played.
Ivy picked up her first foul. Hill last year started all 35 games. She averaged 5 points a game. Now she averages six. She had a career high of 19 against Rhode Island last year. And she missed the free throw, and Olivia Leung comes up with the rebound. Stevens drives all the way. Nice pass off Wheeler, and she is blocked out of bounds. And Aaron Russell wants the ball to go Rhode Island's way, and he's going to get the right call. He's going to get the ball, and Dayton hasn't scored in this period over 3.5 minutes. Do you call timeout here?
If they score.
I don't know if it'll make a difference. So Sweeney into the front court. I am impressed with Richmond's defense. It's smothering. Sweeney on the left side, guarded by Leung.
outside the three-point stripe. It's Budnick. One dribble. Bullet pass is intercepted by Stevens. Snatcher falls down. And the ball comes right back to Richmond. They have eight to shoot. They have a wide-open hill in the corner. They don't hit her. They have four to shoot. Dugan drives on Wheeler. Dugan forces it up. Way off the mark. It's off the right side. Budnick battles for the rebound, but it comes up to Olivia Leung. Disjointed possession. Dayton quickly up with the ball to Harris, and she's out of bounds as she could not control the fast break.
Unbelievable possession on the defensive side of the ball, and then a wild throw up ahead that Harris just was unable to corral. But all that effort you just put out there for 30 seconds on the defensive side gets squashed on the turnover coming back the other way. That's the eighth turnover already for the Flyers.
Budnick out, Dewey back in, and Richmond continues to build on a lead. It was 19-14 at the end of the first, and now it is 21-14. We're almost to our media timeout. There's a pass underneath for Dewey. Dewey up over Wheeler. Air ball. I don't know what that was all about. I don't think it was intended to be a pass. Can Dayton score this period? Harris in the corner. Ivy will drive. Wolf floater. Can't get it. Short. No offensive rebound opportunity, but Jimenez comes down the other way on Leung. She will hand it off on the give and go to Dugan for the basket. Maggie Dugan with 11, just like Dennis said. Timeout as Richmond's starting to run away. 23-14. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So both teams were 6 of 13 from the field at the end of the first quarter. Dayton is 0 of 7 from the field this quarter. They're now at 30%. Richmond for the game is at 42%. I mean, I guess you could say at least Richmond's not doing one thing well. They're not hitting their threes. They're only 2 of 10. Dayton is 1 of 5. Rebounds are even at 15. Turnovers, Dayton 7 and Richmond 3. And I'm sorry, I have to say this. This is what we expected today.
It is. And, you know, if you're Dayton and you're trying to be, I mean, we talked at length in the pregame about how good this Richmond team is. They haven't played well. Dayton has done a good job defensively. They're just, you can't go these long stretches without scoring. And now it's been a very extended stretch. They didn't score at the end of the first period, and now we're all the way, we're halfway through this period, and they haven't scored. So they're fortunate to be only down 9, if you ask me. They have to credit their defense for that, because Richmond's 2 of 10 from the three-point line, and of their 8 misses, you're playing with fire. I'd say 3 of those are probably going to go in if it keeps going the way they're going, because they're wide open looks. So Dayton has to find some offensive plays that are going to get them some good looks. And I know she's got 2 fouls, but I don't know if you can sit her for the next 5 minutes. And I'm talking about Ariana Smith. You can't let this thing get down much more, or Richmond's going to be able to play with the freedom. When they get up double digits, they kind of take on a whole new team, because you can play free, and then it's lights out. You really need, over the next 4 minutes, you've got to keep this thing down inside of 6-8 points.
All right, teams coming back on the court. Richmond comes out with Dewey, Dugan, Jimenez, Hill, and Sweeney. Flyers come out with Leung, Wheeler, Wolf, Harris, and Stevens. 10. Yes, I mentioned all 10. Taking attendance here. So, Flyers with the ball. Wheeler driving on Dewey. Now Olivia Leung, the freshman, sometimes senior, drives, goes to the basket, comes up short, but Wheeler with the rebound. A reset. Stevens communicating inside, asking Wheeler to come out and set a screen. She does so. 6 to shoot. Leung, 3. Bang! Right corner. There's the first points of the period. Flyers squeeze it back within 6. 23-17. To say they needed that would be an understatement. Let's see if they can get a stop. As Dewey hands it off to Dugan.
A little zone here for Dayton.
15 to shoot. A quick 3 is taken. It's missed by Allie Sweeney. Can't criticize her for doing that. She's only at 58% on the year. Ivy Wolf inside. Wheeler basket. Oh, she overshot everything. She had great position. Either Richmond's intimidating them inside. Driving the other way. Another 3. It's Sweeney, and it's good. Percentages say if she missed the first, she's going to hit the second. Percentages are right. And now they turn it over. Sweeney is on the floor, and she does a goldfish traveling as she... Hopefully she didn't get any wax in her teeth on that one.
She did a great job getting a hold of that ball, but then she rolled over. And honestly, I think Coach Russell would have been okay if they just burned a timeout right there. They still have 4. I would have called a timeout and kept possession.
Shannon Wheeler is out, and Molly O'Riordan is back in as Dayton's down 9. Olivia Leung with the basketball on the right elbow, right of the lane. She drives the paint. Puts it up, missed it. O'Riordan battles for the rebound, and I think they have Dewey riding O'Riordan's back. And Sam Dewey, that would be her second foul. She played a couple of years under somebody we're familiar with, Shauna Green at Illinois. So Dayton has a fresh 20 to shoot with 3:41 to go in the first half, trailing 26-17. Ivy Wolf will throw it inside for O'Riordan. Basket good. Good hands for Molly. Molly's not a sure thing, but she is 49% from the two-point stripe this year. Flyers are at 43, and Dayton's down 26-19. Dayton already over. Richmond has 1 to give before they're over. They have 3 fouls driving. Ball's kicked out. Dugan, 3 left side. Overshot the basket, but the long rebound comes to Sweeney, and she'll kick it back out of traffic to Ullstrom. They get a fresh 20. It's Dugan. Dugan runs right into Olivia Leung. Is able to control it. 7 to shoot. Hill drive. Wide open 3, Ullstrom. She missed again. Boy, Richmond is now cold from the 3-point stripe. That's Dayton's to advantage of staying within 7. But Richmond's getting the offensive rebounds. It's their third crack at it. 8 to shoot for Dewey. Over to Hill. Hill on Ivy Wolf. 5 to shoot. Now driving is Sweeney with 2 to shoot and a blocking. No, offensive charging foul. Looks like the official was going to call a blocking foul.
I try to be fair at all times. If that would have went the other way, I would have been upset. I think that was a blocking foul on Dayton.
And I thought the official was giving the block call there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, go, no, I'm calling a charging foul on him.
Ooh. Break for the Flyers.
Take a breath. They need to score here. They have 5 points this period. Richmond's not burning down the place, though. They have 7. Molly O'Riordan off to Ivy. Wolf into O'Riordan, and
she's being held.
Budnick. Budnick's first.
Team foul 5. That'll put O'Riordan on the line.
Where? On the season, she is 3 of 6. Well, that doesn't really tell you much. You know, I'd rather say that than she's a 50% free throw shooter. Because she doesn't have enough numbers.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean much.
She does have some beautiful pink shoes on today. And I'm sure she'll be involved at 3 of 7. She missed that one. I'm sure she'll be involved in the autograph session afterward. And then it's neat. They're doing a sports writing class. So 12 people are going to be interviewing the players after the game. And they're going to be writing articles, and they're going to get graded on it. They want to be the next Tom Archdeacon. As Molly hit the second free throw. So Dayton's down 6. And Dugan got intercepted by Olivia Leung. And she got the basket. Olivia with 5. Yeah, I was just kind of standing here in front of us like waiting for a bus. I really don't understand that. Now Dayton has brought on the pressure. I like to see this. You got to change it up. Sweeney front court, Budnick. Double team back to Sweeney. Dayton squeezed back within 4. Open 3, Ullstrom. Badly off, short. Molly O'Riordan rebound. Richmond now from 3. It's 3 of 14 today. And there was a bad pass intended for Ivy Wolf, but it came to Leung, and the Flyers do keep the basketball. Down 4, gutsy game. A 3 Ivy air ball. Can it be saved in? It is for the basket for O'Riordan. Great save in for Nicole Stevens. Molly with 5, and Richmond was relaxing, thinking that ball was going out of bounds. Nicole Stevens, though, knew she had a play on it. Dayton with a spurt here. 7-0 over the last 2 minutes. They're back within two. And the crowd gets into the game. A three is short and a Dayton foul.
Yeah, that was a potential for the score and to keep the basket. They're going to get Reardon pushing through the screen. Screen might have been moving, but we won't go there.
Richmond hasn't scored for the last 2:46. This is where college basketball is just so weird. Dayton hasn't scored this period forever. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just come up with a 7-0 run. And part of it is the defensive intensity.
Yeah, it was a good switch there by Coach Williams Jetter. And they got the turnover that spurred them a little bit.
Hill connects on the free throw. She's got six on her average.
Need to finish this next minute 18 strong.
Hill connects again. She's got seven. And Richmond goes back in front by four, but they know they're in a tussle today. And they have six turnovers now to Dayton's eight. And it's Olivia Leon with the basketball, approaching a minute to go in the period. Now driving is a Jacques Madal. Madal tries to lose Budnick. Budnick stuffs her cleanly, and they call the tie-up. And in the alternating possession, Dayton keeps the ball, which is the stupidest rule in the world. The ball should be going over to Richmond.
Yep, good defense there. Doesn't get rewarded other than move that button.
Yeah, it moves an arrow. So what? That was an excellent block by Addie, too. See if Jacques decides to do that again later. Eight to shoot. Olivia Leung goes up. No contact. It comes to Molly O'Reardon. She puts it in. She kind of lucked into that one.
Molly on the spot.
Molly was seven off the bench. You're kind of waiting for a breakout for Molly. We're seeing it. Dayton down to Dukes. 28-26. A quick three. Bang for Sweeney. She's got six. Correction. Richmond up by five. Dayton cannot hold for the last shot. There's a 5 second discrepancy. Game clock and shot clock. Rebounds. Dayton is plus three. Field goal percentage 37 for Dayton, 40 for Richmond. Turnovers. Dayton eight, Richmond six. In the lane. It's good for Ivy Wolf from 10 feet. Ivy has four. Richmond the last shot. So Dayton has outscored Richmond this period by two, and they didn't even score for the first 4+ minutes of the second quarter. Does Richmond get off a shot? They do. They hit it! It's a buzzer three for Kate Hill. She's got 10. Oh, boy. Looked like Richmond was disjointed there. They weren't sure what was going on. All of a sudden, Kate Hill takes the shot, and she beats the shot clock. Entertaining. 34-28 Richmond. Halftime is coming up.
Okay, Simon. What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Miles, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
Well, it's also Alumni Day here, so they are introducing some of the alum who have kids of their own. Wish I had a list to tell. I say the same thing every year. Wish I had a list to kind of, no, I don't want that to tell you. Anyway, so I was waiting for our halftime guest as part of, oh, there's Allie Malott. I do see her.
She want to come over for a halftime interview?
I doubt it. They're going to be out there introduced for a while. Anyway, so halftime. The Flyers hit five of their last seven from the field, and that has pulled them within 34-28. Here is the halftime scoring. Richmond does have five threes in this game to two for Dayton. Camden hasn't scored. Alston hasn't scored. Dewey has a three-pointer. Sweeney has six. Eddie Budnick, two. He's done a good job on her so far.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only one of five from the field. Ullstrom,
yep,
two. He's done a good job on her today. She's only one of six from the field. Katie Hill, well, haven't done a great job on her. She leads all scorers for Richmond with 10 points, including that buzzer three. Dugan, haven't done a really good job on her. She's got 11, 5 of 8 from the field. Dugan, Jimenez hasn't scored. Dugan also has 7 rebounds in this game. Richmond is 3 of 5 from the 3-point stripe. Dayton is only, not from the free throw line. Dayton is 2 of 4. So free throws really are not a factor. All right, as we look at the Flyers scoring in the first half, Niall Lear has not scored. Dawkins has not scored. Ariana Smith has 4 points. She also has 2 fouls. And Ariana Smith has 8 rebounds already. She's not converting yet her shots, though, unfortunately. Ricky Harris has not scored. Olivia Leung has come on and given them energy with 5 points. Ivy Wolf has 4. Johnson has 3. Shannon Wheeler hasn't scored. Ajat Madal hasn't scored. Nicole Stevens has 5. And Molly O'Riordan has 7 off of the bench. Very, very impressive. 3 of 4 from the field. All right. So, our guest is coming. So, we're going to talk with her. And our guest is getting a headset. And she's going to put it on, and our guest is also injured. So
yes.
We're going to talk to her about that. But Taylor Russell, very briefly here with the women's volleyball program, majoring, if this is still right, because I'm going off of the website, are you still majoring in accounting and minoring in criminal justice?
I am.
Okay, so that's the same.
Yes.
All right, 2023, 46 attacks in 2 separate matches, 20 kills versus St. Louis. Okay. So, first of all, the injury. How did it happen, and how are you getting along?
I'm doing good. I started to have shoulder pain up in March and played through it during the season, just trying to go through, and had surgery, got it fixed so I can play next year.
So, the shoulder pain, is it from like a volleyball motion of landing on it or serving or what?
It's just an overuse injury, a lot of overhead swinging, so both serving, blocking, attacking, anything overhead that I do.
All right, so for those who don't know much about volleyball, me, what is the difference between an attack and a kill?
So an attack is an attempt of hitting the ball over the net, but the other team gets it up and makes a play and sends it back over. A kill is when you attack it over the net, but they aren't able to get it back up and send it over. So you win the point off of a kill, but you don't win the point off an attack.
And what excites you more than anything? Is it a kill?
Oh, for sure. Frerichs lights up.
Okay, you are... tell me about your position and what this means. You're an outside hitter.
Correct.
That means what?
So, an outside is on the left front of the net, and your main priority as a left side is to take out the trash. So, any bad pass, any bad set, anything that makes kind of the game go not perfect, the ball usually gets set to the outside, and it's their job to manage and keep the ball in play. And then also as an outside, your job is to play off block. So if the other team's hitting, anything short is yours, and then you're also blocking. So if the right side's attacking or the middle is attacking, you're doing a lot.
Reflect on the season, 31-3, and in the tournament you lost to Nebraska in 4 tough sets. You came so close to getting to that 5th set, that after beating South Carolina and Baylor. What's your reflection on a historic season?
It was great. We have great fans that encourage us and motivate us to continue to be successful. And it was great for our program to just help the alumni finally reach the goal that they've always been trying to achieve of making it to the Sweet 16. So now our new goal is how consistent can we make that? And who knows, maybe we can make it to the Elite Eight.
And you're back next year?
I am.
Very good. And what makes Tim Horstman such a good coach, 16 years here?
Yeah, he's really good at not only connecting with us on the court and pushing us to be the best person we can be playing volleyball, but also outside of the gym. So we have really good relationships with him, whether that's us going to the airport or anytime we're traveling, sitting down having dinner with him when we're on road games, learning about him, his life, what his kids are up to, and he just knows what interests us and what motivates us and just wants us to be the best people that we can be.
So I know in basketball you like watch film of teams and you find out their tendencies. How do you prepare, or what sort of a video package are you sent, like getting ready for your next volleyball opponent?
very similar to basketball. So we sit down with Krista Cooper and Timmy Belize, who are our offensive and defensive coach, and we pay attention to, like, what are the hitter tendencies in certain rotations, what are they most likely to run, what's their pattern. Defensive-wise, it's looking on the court, and this is what defense they're in on certain plays. What can we do to take them out of the system, making it harder for them to score, or what can we do to score? And that's what we practice during the week after watching video, and we watch video the same day as we play.
And you pretty much have an interesting schedule, especially when you get into conference. Most of the time, you will play back-to-back matches on a Friday night and a Saturday afternoon. I would think that that would take quite a toll on an athlete. So what is it like basically to have to come back on a Saturday on a quick turnaround?
I don't know. It was a change my freshman year. We didn't start out playing like this. We played Fridays and Sundays. Playing back-to-back kind of allows us to push ourselves and have to make changes faster. So Friday when we play, every team is at this equal advantage. We both have film on each other of the first game we played. So Saturday we have to go in knowing that they've made changes on what we did. So we need to be able to advance our game to make it better so that we're still able to score and win even though they just played us.
Bring up something that was kind of odd. You crush the conference. You go undefeated in the conference. You pretty much win easily the first two matches in the A-10 tournament, which you host. And then you have the surprising result against Loyola. Is it a situation where the team felt flat, or did Loyola just basically come out and play the match of their lives?
We talked about this, actually, after we had lost against Loyola. We think that loss was just, we had been cruising through every team and never really had a challenge. So when Loyola started beating us, we had no clue how to respond. Like, we hadn't had that since we played Marquette, which is the last game that we lost, and that was in preseason, August, beginning of September. So we, as much as losing sucks, we were happy to lose against Loyola because we think that's what helped us get through Baylor, push through those sets that we were down and come back to win to make it to the Sweet 16.
So how are you participating in National Girls and Women in Sports Day today? Now, if you're in an autograph session, I don't know if you're right-handed.
Oh, I can sign.
You can still sign.
Yeah.
So are you in a Q&A or are you in an autograph session today?
Both of them. So me and a couple of my teammates are here along with a couple softball girls. And then once the basketball game's over, some of the basketball girls will join us. And we'll answer some questions and sign some autographs.
Why'd you choose Dayton?
Well, I'm from Toledo, so it's only 2 hours away. Love the community feeling, and I love how much I go anywhere and everyone knows about Dayton. Everyone wishes you good luck. Everyone says go Flyers, and it always follows you, and I love that.
So this semester, are most of your classes accounting-oriented, or are they the criminal justice-oriented, and what are your challenging classes this semester?
I'm in both. I'm in 2 criminal justice classes, 2 accounting classes, and then I'm in a class for my master's. I would say my most challenging classes are my auditing and advanced tax class I'm in for accounting.
And so we talked about the injury. So what is the long-range thing about how long you'll have to be wearing that, and how much rehab do you have, like, on a weekly basis?
So I do rehab about every day, but I sit down with a PT and do rehab with a PT twice a week. I'll probably be in my sling. Hopefully on Thursday will be the last day.
Thursday.
I know, exciting news. But it'll be a 6 to 9 month recovery period. A lot just depends on how I respond to things and if my shoulder is happy with the motions that I'm doing.
So you are hoping to be able to get going as the season gets going, which is in August, if all goes well, I guess.
Correct.
All right. Dennis, would you like to ask any questions?
Well, I'll ask you one. So as an athlete, because you're obviously dealing with an injury now, and you've been playing volleyball your entire life, it can start to kind of almost turn into work, and now you're dealing with, like, the physical part of it. Do you still love it? You know, what is volleyball kind of in your life?
Yeah, so now my role has definitely changed, where last year and the year before I was able to lead by being on the court, and I can't do that now, clearly. So now my role is more, how can I train the 5 new girls that we had come in, and how can I prepare them for the season up ahead? We have a competitive spring schedule, and I need to make sure that these new girls are ready to go and know our system, and I've been here long enough, I know the ropes, and how can I leave a good impression on them?
So follow-up question, sounds like, is coaching in your future?
I don't know. I got a little taste of sports commentating this year, and I'm kind of looking at that, and I enjoy it.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you for turning that back up.
All right, Taylor Russell, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Giving us a few minutes of your time. And, again, best of luck to the rehab. And we hope Friday will be a very happy day. Is it difficult to just, like, do you hope people open the doors for you? Or how do you carry your books?
No, I try to be as independent as I can be. I've learned how to zip up my winter coat by myself and carry as many things as I can. But I'm learning.
All right, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so that is Taylor Russell. We appreciate her coming by, and we'll be getting going with the second half. We've given you the stats. The team stats look like this. It's amazing. The shooting is very close. Richmond is 42% from the field. Dayton is 40%. Three-pointers, both teams are at 29%. The difference is Richmond has shot 17 threes to Dayton 7. And, you know, if I'm Aaron Russell, I'd say, we can get it done inside on this team. Stop shooting the threes. I think that's why Dayton won at Duquesne, because Duquesne went 9 of 43. So, I mean, if Richmond keeps shooting the threes and missing them, that's fine with me. That surprises me.
Well, you're right, Barney, and I've said it a couple times in the first half, you're playing with fire, because when you look at some of the numbers, Ullstrom from the three-point line, 0 of 4. The four threes she shot were all good looks. You don't expect those to kind of fall.
Budnick, same Budnick thing.
0 of 4. Very, very similar situation. So I'm not sure what Norm is trying to tell
they
me.
They want
to
do an outro. We'll get to it later.
So anyways, long story short of this, I agree with you, and with what they're getting inside, I do think you kind of push, but I don't think you go away from what you do. I think if you're Coach Russell, you kind of just say, hey, guys, calm down. They're here. They're playing well. Let's keep doing what we do, and let's knock down some shots. Because if they do, there was a stretch when Dayton was not scoring and Richmond was missing a couple wide-open shots where this thing could have got away. Dayton did an excellent job getting back into it, and now if you can hold on and make this thing get into the fourth quarter, you've got to fight.
Do you guys want to take a break? We'll take a break, and then we'll be back with Dennis to start third quarter.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.
All right, so we're about a minute away. We thank Taylor Russell, a pleasant young lady. I didn't know we were going to get somebody who was injured coming over here.
And a communications major. She wants to do this. So that was kind of
taught me about volleyball. I didn't know the difference between an attack and a kill.
I thought you did a good job.
We tried. Thank you for coming in, because I had questions off the top of my head, and I finished them. It's like, I still got like 3 minutes more of this interview, and what are we going to do?
I can almost always fill 3 minutes.
Yes.
It's a curse.
Thank you. Well, you're going to be filling some time now, and it's important, again, for the Flyers. And let's see if they can get the ball inside to Arianna Smith, and she's got to convert.
Yes. They did it. I was surprised that she sat the last 5 minutes. And, you know, Richmond hit that shot right at the buzzer to make this six. I don't want to discount. That was a huge shot, because Dayton did a wonderful job cutting that thing all the way down to 3 points. And even when she hit it, Stevens was all over. She just missed the block. She's just a little bit too small. So as the second half starts, Flyers are going to come out with their starting five again. And honestly, I mean, I will never question Coach Williams-Jetter, but I thought that as soon as Shannon Wheeler was inserted into the game, defensively, you saw a massive difference in their matchups. And Jada has played well at times, but I think defensively you match up much better when Shannon is on the field, on the court, because every matchup kind of goes down. So starting lineups back in for both teams. Richmond will start the third period. Sweeney over to Budnick. Back, gets it right back. Left side. Top of the key, everything's around the perimeter. Flyers in man-to-man defense. Dugan takes it in on Ariana Smith. Cross-court pass to Ullstrom. Ullstrom looks to hit the three. Still can't get going. Short on the three. Rebound comes down to Ivy Wolf. She throws it ahead. Nicole Stevens corrals it sloppily. Tried to throw it away, but Ricky Harris has it at top of the key. Flyers trailing by six. Ricky Harris hands it off. Stevens dribbles into the lane. All the way into the lane. Spins around again. Throws it up and knocks it down. Tough shot. Way to keep your pivot foot down. Able to knock down the tough turnaround jumper. Cuts the Richmond lead to four. 34-30. We're a minute into this third period. Sweeney has it dribbling around the logo. Over to Dugan, gets it right back. Ivy Wolf playing defense. Sweeney into the lane. Stops, gets it out to Hill. Hill, played by Jada. Hill picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Throws it over to Dugan. Dugan takes it in. She's going to get the lane. She lays it up. Had too much room to start. Too much room for Ricky Harris. Too easy for Dugan. She's now got 15 points, I think.
You're 13.
13. Gave her too many. Ivy Wolf hands off to Harris. Harris takes it all the way in. Into contact. And finishes and one. Ricky Harris gives up a layup on one end. Comes back, gets the layup, and one. Good job finishing through contact. Harris, her first points of the game. Scoreless in the first half. Did a pretty good job defensively, but they'll need her to score a little bit in the second half. She goes to the line. Where
74.
And she has had more attempts than any other Flyer this season. Knocks it down. Keeps that Richmond lead down at 3 right now. 36-33. Picking up a little bit of full court pressure that worked there at the end of the first half. Richmond breaks it pretty easily. Dugan, cross court pass. Ullstrom has it in the corner. Dips it off. Back door. Good give and go from Dugan back to Ullstrom. And right back at you. And one opportunity for Ullstrom. Good two-man game there. And that's what you need if you're Ullstrom, because she has just been struggling from the field. 2 of 8 now. She has 4 points, but she goes to the line for the first time. And as a shooter, if you're struggling, no better place than at the line. Free throw up and good.
85% on the year.
Yep. No problem there. So you better get out there next time she goes to shoot. It will probably go. Stevens crosses the timeline. 2 minutes into this period. Accomplished nothing as Richmond leads by 6. Led by 6 at the end of the first half. Jada Johnson, left side, dribbles in, spins around, picks up her dribble, throws back to Ivy Wolf. Ivy crosses over. She gets all the way into the lane, has to spin around. She tosses up a wild shot. Good shot from Ivy Wolf. Had to throw it up over the bigger defender. Hits every side of the rim and falls through. 4-point lead for Richmond. It's a battle, back and forth, back and forth. Katie Hill has it on the right side. Hands it off to Dugan. Dugan's been the best player on the floor today so far. Back to Hill. Hill dumps it down to Budnick. Budnick goes to work. Cross-court pass to Sweeney. Sweeney, she takes it all the way in. Hesitation, holds it up, just misses the layup. Hit every part of the rim and bounced out. Flyers with the defensive rebound. They look to push. Harris goes in. She pushed off, got away with it, gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up and missed it again. Had 2 layups, missed them both. Richmond looks to push. Dugan up to Ullstrom. She lays it up. Too easy. Harris missed 2, comes back the other way, and Richmond pushes the lead back to 6. It's 41-35. Stevens takes it quickly back for the Flyers, tries to throw a cross-court pass, but it actually hit the rim. Flyers are going to be very fortunate as it bounced around and ended up going off of Sweeney right into the Dayton bench, so Flyers will retain possession. Stevens tried to throw that one just from the baseline to the other corner and actually hit the rim. Don't see that too often. Harris checks out, Nia Lear checks in. Ivy Wolf will inbound right in front of her bench. She does so to Stevens. Cole gives it right back to Ivy. Ivy comes off of a screen. Spins back, looks for Ariana in the post. She's fighting. Cross-court pass to Stevens. Stevens, she takes a baseline. Dribbles into traffic, has to pick it up. Good find for Ariana Smith. She finishes the layup. Nicole Stevens playing very well today. 7 points, 3 of 4 from the field. She has 5 assists. And that's been key so far in this game. On the post, it's Dugan. Back to Hill. Cross-court. Budnick gets a wide-open look. She's going to knock that down more than she misses, and she does. Good ball movement for Richmond. Flyers looking to push. Nia Lear quickly up ahead. She knocks down the easy 2 in transition. Flyers wasted no time. Took the ball out of the basket. Pushed straight down the court, and they keep the lead at 44-39. 4 minutes into this third period. Dugan has the ball. Hands it off to Sweeney. Sweeney, played by Stevens. Cross court over to Ullstrom. Ullstrom takes it into the elbow, picks up her dribble. Swarming defense by Ivy Wolf. I thought she picked up her pivot. But anyways, they throw it into Dugan. Dugan has to throw it back out to Hill. Hill hesitates, gets all the way into the lane. Easy bunny. I don't think you close out that hard on Hill. She hit a couple in the first half. She still only shoots 22% on the season. I'd have made her shoot it. You don't want the easy bunny. 7-point lead for Richmond. Nia Lear has it on the left side. She takes it all the way into the elbow. Cross court, bounce pass to Jada Johnson. Johnson takes it into the lane, back to Stevens, over to Lear. Lear finds Ariana Smith down on the block. She finishes. Good ball movement for the Flyers. Left side, right side, dumps it down. Good movement. Ariana Smith gets the layup. 5-point lead, Richmond. Halfway into this period, you're going to get a whistle. This is before the shot. This, he couldn't have counted that. No way.
And Ivy goes, what? This
unbelievable.
Is not the NBA.
She gets hit at the free throw line, takes another step, lays it up.
Johnson's third foul.
Wow. Shannon Wheeler checks in.
How do you count that?
That one was a big extension. So, yeah, surprised to see that one get counted. But they did, and you're right. Johnson's third foul, so she checks out. Before the Flyers now, looks like it's Smith, Wheeler, Stevens, Lear, and Wolf. And few substitutions here for Richmond as well, but first it's Dugan at the line looking for the and one. She now has 15 points. Free throw is good for 16. Camden is in.
Feels like the Flyers are playing some of their best basketball the game this half, and they're losing ground.
That is how good this Richmond team is. Even when they're not playing their best, they can still get away from it. So we're halfway through the third period. It's 49-41. Richmond leads. Ivy Wolf cross-court pass to Lear. Lear dribbles in, takes it all the way in. Good move. Takes it up and finishes. Good move by Nia Lear. Aggressive. Quickly in now. Richmond crosses the timeline with Alston. Alston back to Dugan. Dugan takes it in. Shannon Wheeler playing defense. She picks it up, throws it across the hill. Alston now. Menez is into the game. She comes off the screen, but it's over to Hill. Hill, played by Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf playing good defense. Hill into her, picks up her dribble, out to Alston. Wide open three, hits the rim, and rebound comes down to Ariana Smith. Quickly up to Stevens. Stevens looks to push. She dribbles into the lane behind her back, picks it up. In traffic, she's going to have to go up, or she's going to get a 3 second. She waited too long. Spun around, waited on that pivot foot, and picked up the 3 seconds. One too many spins for Nicole Stevens. It's been a fun third period so far, but Richmond leads 49-43. We've got 4:15 remaining. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on the radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghostlight Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
It's been a fun third quarter, 15-15. Both teams hit four. Well, Dayton's hit all four of the last four shots attempted. Richmond 4-5. Get back to action with Dayton trailing by six in a moment. The standings, Richmond is 7-1, trying to win today and hold their lead in the conference. We have attendance. And, we almost hit 2,000. 1978. I guess that was a good year. I was in college. But I thought we'd be over 2,000, so we allegedly have 1978 today. Anyway, Richmond 7-1. George Mason and St. Joseph's 7-2. The Flyers 6-2. Dayton and Fordham 6-2. Davidson losing today to St. Louis is 5-3. Rhode Island 5-3. Rhode Island leads Loyola by 9 in the second period. So with a win, Rhode Island can move into 6th place. Then you have Duquesne at 4-4. Massachusetts at 5-5. VCU at 4-5. Loyola 3-6. They go to 3-7 if they don't come back and beat Rhode Island. St. Louis 2-6 with that victory today. And then you get to the bottom of the conference. George Washington 1-7. LaSalle and St. Bonaventure are 1-8. Back to you.
Well, and, you know, I think you've seen so far through two and a half quarters, that this Dayton team, the Jekyll and Hyde that they are, they can play with this team. They have the ability to. They've had to have things kind of break their way. I think the next 4:15, it's going to be very important for Ariana Smith to not pick up her third foul so she can play pretty free and easy in the fourth period. It's a difference maker when she's on the court. There's no question about it. I think like I said, when Shannon's been on the court, it's been much more tough sledding for Dugan. She is up to 16 points, 7 of 10, but she's got 10 of those against much smaller defenders and easy layups. So she's 0 for from the three-point line. Little full-court pressure for the Flyers, and Nia Lear gets her hands on it and thought she might have tipped it off of Alston, but official says Richmond will keep possession. Like I said, there's 4:10 remaining in this third period. Flyers trail by 6. Richmond has the ball. Alston has it. Crosses the timelines. Flyers 4 of their last 4. Richmond 4 of their last 5. Camden hands off to Jimenez. Jimenez back door now. Goes down to Hill. Hill goes over Stevens. Hits every part of the rim but bounces out. Good break there for the Flyers. They push ahead. Wolf to Lear. Lear takes it in. She's hit hard. No whistle. She goes up and finally, as she puts up a little floater, there's a late whistle because she did get hit. I thought there was a pretty good case for a whistle before that. Fortunate for the Flyers, the whistle didn't come till the shot because now Nia Lear will go to the line.
Or she's at 58% this year. Jimenez picked up the foul. That is her second.
Team fouls for both teams at 2. It's been relatively clean third period. Lear, first free throw, up and good. Thought it was going to bounce out. Hit a lot of the rim. Ended up falling through. Sometimes you need the breaks to go your way. That Richmond layup hit every part of the rim, goes out. Lear's free throw hits every part of the rim, goes in. Second free throw, nothing but net. Ahlstrom is going to check back in. Katie Hill checks out. Flyers keeping a little bit of the full court pressure up. Not as hard as they did at the end of the second half, but now they kind of amp it up a little bit at the midcourt. Jimenez, cross court to Alston. Alston over to Camden. Camden looks to dump it down. Goes to work. It's Dugan, played by Wheeler. Dugan hits the deck. Could have picked up a foul on Wheeler or a travel. They called neither. Dugan gets it back on the left wing. Again, dribbles hard in the lane. Spin move, lays it up. There's a good move by Dugan. That's over Shannon Wheeler. Got deep into the post, spun back off her right shoulder, laid it up with her left hand. She is a heck of a player, and she's going to be around for another couple years, Barney. What's Dugan? She is just junior right?
I was going to say, we don't know if she's going to come back for a fifth year.
Yeah.
I like the NCAA. I think they have to get rid of some of this cryptic how long are you here for? They're talking about letting everybody have 5 years.
Well, yeah, and your junior college years don't cost you anymore. So, I mean, you could have some college players playing for a very long time.
Yeah.
Free throw up in, good for Dugan.
35-year-old college students.
I'm 36. How much eligibility do I have left?
Yeah, that's right.
It's 52-45. Richmond leads, 3:18 remaining in this period. Flyers have the ball. Stevens crosses over, gets to the elbow, takes a shot, and misses off the rim. Rebound comes down to Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom to Alston. Alston goes over, hands it to Camden. Camden, skip pass back to Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom gets it back, thinks about it instead. Pulls it down, hands it back to Dugan. Dugan dumps it down to Ahlstrom. Too easy there. Good position on Ivy Wolf. Richmond doing a concerted effort to get it down low. I think Mr. heard you, Barney, talk about taking it down inside.
They've only had 3 attempts this period.
Yep, they listened to you and they're taking it down low.
Yeah, listening to me.
54-45.
Put in your whole bench. That's what I say right now.
Keep listening. Ivy's going to inbound it right in front of Tamika Williams-Jetter. Does so to Stevens. Stevens over to Wolf. Wolf. Played by Jimenez, takes it in the lane, step back three, lets it fly, looks good, nylon. I was just thinking, we haven't heard from Ivy in a little bit. There she is, 48-54, Flyers trail by 6, just hanging around. That's what you want to do, make it a game in the fourth. Dugan, with a mismatch, gets all the way down the court. Nobody stopped her. She ends up just backing Ivy Wolf down, wraps up for an easy layup, far too easy. She'll make that a good 98% of the time.
That's 21.
56-48, Flyers trailing now by 8. Gets it over to Nia Lear. 2 minutes to go in this period. Nia crosses over, takes it all the way in. Skip pass. Shannon Wheeler has it in the corner. Lets it fly. Barely hits the rim. Nicole Stevens gets the offensive rebound. It puts it on the deck, so it's tied up. Mistake there by Stevens to put it down on the deck there, right inside the paint. Fortunate for the Flyers. A couple times I think I've said that today, but possession arrow favors the Flyers, so they will keep possession. Checking into the game, Olivia Leung and Malia Reardon.
Yes, 7 in the first half.
And Ariana Smith is going to check out, and Nia Lear checks out. Budnick back in for Camden.
Nia's played a great 10 minutes. No turnover, 6 points.
1:55 remaining in this third period. Stevens will key it in. Better hurry. Just does get it. Beat the 5 second call. Gets it in. Leung has it. She's dribbling over to Wheeler. Wheeler back to Stevens. 10 on the shot clock. Stevens crosses over. Looking for help. Dribbles into the lane. Gonna have to put one up. Gets all the way there and lays it up. Dipsy do. Nicole Stevens, the wizard. Finds room. Spins in and lays it up. Fires just hanging around that sixth number. It was six at halftime, so this quarter's been all square. 1:30 remaining. There she goes. It's Dugan again. Left hand. She's fouled by Shannon Wheeler. They have no answer for Maggie Dugan. She's looking for points 22 and 23. She's 9 of 12 from the field. Only attempted 1 3-point line because she hasn't had to. She's doing it all off the dribble too, Barney. I mean, she's just kind of whoever guards her. It doesn't matter. She's good with her left. She's good with her right. And then once she gets down on the block, she's comfortable spinning off that right shoulder, comfortable spinning off that left shoulder, finishing with either hands. She is a nightmare to deal with.
Wheeler out, Nadal is back in. And I mean, you could say, well, it's double teamer. Could do that, but guess what?
Bad idea.
There's so many other people, and Maggie Dugan missed
the free throw.
But they burn you as a result.
I honestly do think you live with it. Shannon's been doing a pretty good job defensively, and you're right, Barney. If you start running extra defenders at her, you have the best 3-point shooting percentage team in the country with wide open looks. You can't do that. Jacques Nadal into the game now. Hands it to Stevens. Flyers trail by 7. 1:20 remaining in this third period. Finish the quarter strong. You got a shot in the fourth quarter. Stevens picks up her dribble. Hands it to Ivy Wolf. Wolf played by Budnick. That's a mismatch. Takes it over. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens feeling it. Lets it go for 3 but misses. Rebound comes down. Molly on the spot. Has been all night. Picks up the offensive rebound off of a tip. Right now it's Ivy Wolf dribbling at the top of the key. She gets all the way in. Lays it up. Finishes. Dugan falls down. Hopefully she's okay. You don't like to see those non-contact falls. I think she appears to be fine. She gets up jogging. But Ivy Wolf fortunate to get all the way in. Flyers trailing by just 5. 40 seconds remaining in this period. It's Austin. She goes over. Hands it to Ullstrom. Ullstrom. Cross-court pass to Jimenez. Jimenez dribbles in to the elbow. Back to Budnick. Budnick. It's been quiet. She lets it fly. Knocks it down. Addie Budnick with points number 6, 7, and 8. She's 2 of 6 now from the 3-point line in 20 minutes. A quiet 8 points, but at any point she can get going. So Flyers trail by 8. Right now down 2 points this quarter. They'll hold for the last shot. 14 on the game clock and ticking down. Stevens gets all the way in. Hits the rim again. It's the second time she's gone baseline and tried to throw the baseline pass and hit the rim. This time it comes down to Richmond. They'll get the last shot. Austin with 3-2. Has to take a deep 3. Hits the rim. Misses. Comes down. Rebound to Jacques Nadal. Flyers played pretty well that quarter, but still lost by 2. They trail by 8. It's 60-52. Fourth quarter coming up after this.
Information Radio 1660. Would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It is because of businesses like these that we are able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you are in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demney Cass Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tub and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So Richmond is taking little bites out of the Flyers. 5, they outscored Dayton in the first, 1 in the second. What a third quarter Dennis had to call. We've had halves that we haven't had 50 points, but Richmond wins the third quarter 26-24. A little bit about Richmond, it's your education time. They have about 3,900 students. Started in 1830 as the Virginia Baptist Seminary. You couldn't get away with this now. Students worked 3 hours a day in farm labor. That lasted 2 years, and then students said, no more of this. They became Richmond College in 1843 with 68 students. Tuition was $120 for 11 months, including room and board. $120, you can buy you nothing now. I was finally named University of Richmond 1920. This surprised me. It's a very selective college. Only 22% of applicants have been accepted this academic year. Some alum include Cleveland Cavalier head coach Kenny Atkinson, who will coach in the All-Star game. Why do you need a coach in the All-Star game? What are you going to, I mean, like a substitution?
Someone has to pick who, what time a substitution goes in.
Players just do it themselves. Sean Casey, one of the most beloved Cincinnati Reds, is a graduate of Richmond. The mayor. As is Todd McShay, who used to be on ESPN, one of their draft gurus. Their mascot is Webster. W-E-B-S-T-U-R for University of Richmond. That's very clever. The Spiders became the permanent mascot in 1920. In the 1800s, they were the Colts. Their mascot is Word of Life and Light of Knowledge, and they represent success, good judgment, and painstaking perseverance. Nothing really painstaking for them today. Well, they're getting challenged, which probably is a good thing if you ask them and they win this game, because they don't want to win every game by 30. It's good to have challenges. In the Elite Eight, we're underway, and Dugan kicks it back out to Ahlstrom. And Dugan now with the back to the basket, 10 to shoot. Maggie will drive on Nadal. She's double-teamed. She in a straitjacket. She gets it out to Ahlstrom with 5 to shoot. Ahlstrom has to do something. They're not going to get it off. And driving, they get the shot. Bank shot is good for Ahlstrom, her first basket of the game. I didn't think she got it off. But what do I know? 10-point Richmond lead. Dayton plays great defense for 30 seconds, and it gets scored on. I think this is Richmond's first double-digit lead of the game, which is pretty good to say. It hasn't happened until about 9 minutes to go. Flyers need a basket here. Ivy Wolf has Dugan, or Budnick, and she's double-teamed, and she misses a shot, and Dugan has the rebound, and I just kind of feel like it's getting away here. Flyers still do have 3 timeouts. Richmond still has all 4 of theirs. Budnick with the basketball. Hill. Now here's a 3 for Budnick. Way short. Ahlstrom gets the rebound. And there's a Dayton foul. And Ivy Wolf got tangled up. She's fine. She was on the ground. And somebody just picked up a foul. Or Reardon is out.
They got Stevens for her second.
Yes, that would make sense. Stevens has her second. And we have 8:42 to go, and Richmond leads the game by 10. Both teams shooting around 50%. Both teams 30% from the 3-point stride. Rebounds are plus 6 Dayton. Dayton 11 turnovers, Richmond 6. So Dayton is taking good care of the ball today, and they're doing a great job on the boards, and they're still trailing in double digits. Here's the give and go, and Leung fouls Budnick. The 82% free throw shooter will go to the line. Leung picks up her second foul. Budnick, by the way, with 18 more points, will pass Pam Bryant for number 4 all-time leading scorer for Richmond. See, we even try to appease the Richmond audience, if we have a Richmond audience. She was A-10 second team last year, and her free throw is good. She is tops in the conference, 3-point percentage, 42%. That's 14th nationally. She's 10th nationally in blocks. She's 4th active nationally in blocks. Well, I don't know why I wrote something down wrong. She came into today with 1,744 career points, and she hit the second free throw as well. And Richmond now has a 12-point lead. It's danger time. And Ricky Harris with the basketball. 8:20 to go. Dayton trails 64-52. And using a screen is Stevens. Stevens loops it in. Well, she tries to loop it in for Ariana Smith.
She was held.
No, they didn't call it. In transition, it's Dugan. Ahlstrom has the ball deep in the left corner. And now Faith Ahlstrom has the basketball. Ahlstrom averaged 18 points a game at Appalachian State. There's a turnover. Talk about giving up your game to transfer. She only averages 4.5 points here at Richmond. Now Smith traveled underneath. Great defense by Budnick. Austin's an interesting case. She had 21 points against Richmond in December 2023. She was Sun Belt All-Second Team. All that success at App State comes to Richmond, where she has less of a role.
Well, we all have our reasons. 12-point lead. Richmond with the ball. Nylier tries to check Katie Hill. And Ullstrom, they leave her open for the three. Left side, clunks short, but the rebound to Budnick. Richmond gets in second chance. Hill drives on Ivy. Wolf scores, and Ivy fouled her. That's Ivy's third foul. And Hill now has 14 points.
Just seems like, you know, any time that Richmond has really needed a basket or anything, they've got it. And they've got it from, sometimes it's Katie Hill, sometimes, you know, it's obviously been Dugan, but Flyers just, that hill's just getting harder and harder to climb.
Well, I misspoke the hill. Sweeney is actually the one who got the basket, so she's got 8 points. That's a good transition, though. You're talking about trying to get uphill. When I called the wrong athlete with the basket. So Sweeney is at 78% at the line, and the free throw does not go down. Dayton trails it by 14 with 7:20 to go. Dayton lost by 18 at Richmond earlier this year, but they played a much better game today than they did at Richmond, even though the spread at this point is very similar. Ivy, step back three, top of the key, bang! Ivy, 45% from the three-point stripe on the year. She's up to 14. Dayton squeezes back within 11. Dayton already three fouls this period. None for the Spiders. Dayton definitely does not have arachnophobia today. Might have had it in the second quarter at Richmond. Posting is Budnick in the lane. Loses the basketball to Harris. Aaron Russell asking for a foul. Didn't get it. Ivy underneath Smith. Got the basket. May have taken an extra step. But Ariana Smith getting close to yet another double-double. 10 points to go along with her 9 rebounds. Getting back within 9. Good defense by Niall Lear. She gets aggressive and she picks up her second foul, 14th foul. What an advantage Richmond's going to have down the stretch here is they haven't committed any fouls.
Yeah, and when you're trailing, you have to be aggressive. So that's one of the reasons they've been picking up these fouls. Niall almost had that. She had her hand on it, but then she stumbled and definitely was a foul.
So Katie Hill inbounds the basketball to Sweeney. Sweeney has Lear right on her belly button. The belly button. Sweeney kick out, a three, missed it, and the rebound comes down into the Dayton hands. Richmond brought in a new player, and I'll tell you about her in a moment. Odierkirk, Steph Odierkirk, number 33, missed that three. Driving is Ivy, blocked was the shot, but I think they have Katie Hill for the foul, her second. Anyway, as for the 6'1 grad student Odierkirk, she averages 1.7 points per game. She's out of Spotswood. She's a transfer from James Madison. She hails from Penn Laird, Virginia. Steph Odierkirk.
Last couple possessions have been exactly what the Flyers need. You get the three, and then aggressively, she knocks down the first free throw, but aggressively, Ivy puts her head down and gets the whistle. Now you're getting points with the clock stopped, so it was danger zone, still is, but 12 points, they've cut it down, getting back into where this game can be tight.
Ivy 81%, hits them both, gives her 16. Dayton was down 14, they've cut that down to 7 over just the last minute and 6. So there's hope. Now front court, but Richmond usually answers when they have to. Let's see what they do here with 5:50 to play. On the dribble is Sweeney. Boy, Ariana Smith went for a steal, and she hit the deck hard. Here's a three. It's missed by Hill, but Dugan gets the rebound. Another three, Ullstrom, bang. Yep, just what I expected. Richmond needs a basket. They got the offensive rebound. They get the three. Ullstrom has 11, and the lead's back to 10. You're shaking your head.
Just the offensive rebound. They haven't had a ton of them, but they've come at the right times.
20 to shoot. Driving, Harris, open lane, got the basket. Will they count it, or is it a charge? It's a charge on Ricky Harris. The unpaid officials don't like it. That's her first. That's a really close call either way, so I won't really say it was good or bad.
I thought Harris lowered her shoulder, and when that happens, they're going to call that the majority of the time. I don't think she was completely set down there, but Harris, I mean, she jumped into her and lowered the shoulder. They're going to get you for it. But it hurts.
especially if you're down 10.
Yep.
And you had the chance for the three-point play to cut it to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now Richmond can increase that 10-point lead. We are getting close to our media timeout as Sweeney is on her dribble. 5'6 sophomore. Boy, what, she's going to be great for the next 2 years. Her role will increase. She's coming off her career high against Loyola Thursday night. She has the basketball. She needs help. Cross courts it. Now it's underneath. Easy basket is good for Budnick, who is up to double figures with 10. Looks like they're running a scrimmage clinic there. 12-point lead, 4:40 to go. Richmond still only one foul. Give and go. Smith, blocking foul. Basket. Mariana goes to the line. Injury. Hopefully not. Somebody's shaken up. But Ariana Smith now has 12. No injury. Player okay. We'll tell you who got the foul. Let's take a break. 4:43 to go. Dayton squeezed within 10. 71-61. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So more than halfway through this quarter, Richmond has outscored the Flyers by 2, and they have a 10-point lead. Dayton will next be in action Wednesday night. They are going to Chicago. Fortunately, weather will not be a problem for this trip. Oh, you guys embarrass the heck out of me. I think what Dayton has to guard against Wednesday as they go to Loyola is looking at the last time they played. Dayton wins 83-45, and in that game, Dayton wins the rebounds by 12. They get 17 from Harris, 17 from Jada Johnson. They shoot a very efficient 30 of 49 from the field, and basically for Loyola, Theodorsen gets 10, but nobody else is in double figures, so... Dayton is winning 34-14 at the half. So, again, no matter how this comes out, you've got to give a message that don't go in thinking about the last game.
Yeah, and it's a great call out, Barney, because, yes, you could have a letdown in this no matter what. Whether Dayton ends up, you know, losing, you still hopefully finish this next 4:43 strong and, you know, go out on a high note. You can't then have a big letdown against Loyola. You've got to go out there really metaphorically put your foot on their throat, get that win, and then get that season, you know, just right back on track, keep that momentum going.
And then it's another tough game, our next broadcast Saturday. George Mason will be here. They're power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1 o'clock game. Oh, by the way, Wednesday's game, glad I noticed this, or I probably would have tuned into ESPN Plus at 8 o'clock because Chicago is an hour ahead of us. It's a 7 o'clock our start, 6 o'clock Loyola start. So those of you who want to follow that, if you turn on at 8 o'clock, you'll miss the first half. All right. So now that they're done with YMCA, we are ready to continue. Ariana Smith at the line this year is a very strong 75%, and she'll try to cut into this 10-point deficit with 4:43 to play. And Hill did pick up the foul, and the free throw is good. So Ariana has 13 points, 10 rebounds, coming off the career high of 23, and almost a backcourt violation on Katie Hill. People in the crowd thought so.
I thought she traveled, foot slid just a little.
Sweeney gets the basketball off to Maggie Dugan. Here's a pass underneath Ulstrom. Gambling defense. Nicole Stevens couldn't get it. And Ulstrom gets the basket, and she now has 13. And we're just, like, trading baskets back and forth, which doesn't do anything for the Flyers.
Spiders average 75. They're almost there at 73. Dayton average 67. They're almost there at 62. Shannon Wheeler out between the circles. Ivy Wolf has had a consistent game. Nia Lear has played excellently off the bench. And Stevens with 8 to shoot. Stevens has nowhere to go. She has the bigger Budnick on her. Forces a shot over her and got it. Nicole Stevens has not had any easy shots tonight amongst her 11 points. And Dayton trails again by 9. And we have 3:40 to go. Dugan will drive. And there's a foul. Is that on Shannon Wheeler inside?
Yep, which will put her on the line.
That's her fourth. Harris will come back in for Shannon. And at the line is Dugan again. You know, you can tell. I mean, somebody like Jimenez hasn't played much today. Free throws missed. 1,200 points at her Colorado high school. Played 3 years at Nevada. Had one season over 500 points. And Jimenez is not coming back. She's a grad student. She barely gets any playing time. That's how deep this team is. One more for Dugan. This one's good. Splits a pair. Puts her up to 23 points. And it's a 10-point lead again with 3:35 to go. Nylea driving, pushing off, getting away with it, and slopping up a missed layup. Ball's loose on the ground. Smith is able to save to Harris. And we have a foul.
On Richmond.
And I think it is on Dugan.
Sweeney, I think.
You're right. I saw 2 fours. You only saw 1. So she picked up her first. And again, it's only the 13 foul. So with 3:25 to go, Dayton will have a fresh 20 to inbound it after they clean up the court. And talked about Jimenez, and she comes in replacing Ulstrom. That's the other thing. They're deep. They keep their players fresh. They're shuffling them in and out all the time. If you look at minutes played, Hill has 30, Dugan has 32, but that's pretty much it. I mean, for Dayton, Wolf and Stevens are at 34.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, eventually fatigue does make a difference. These aren't robots. These are human beings. As right now, we, of course, have a wait because the shot clock has to be reset. It says 2.7. So, now they reset it to 27?
Yeah.
Okay, 27. It's better than 2.7. All right, Dayton with the ball. Down 10. 3:20 to go. Need to score quickly. Nia Lear outside the three-point stripe. Backing off. 15 to shoot. Ivy Wolf setting up in the corner. Nia Lear cross-court pass right side. 10 to shoot. Harris drives. Harris fouled. Is it Budnick or Jimenez?
Jimenez, I do believe.
That's Alyssa's third. And that puts Harris at the line where she's 1 of 1. Harris with 3 points in this game. Ricky's only attempted 4 shots. Quiet game for the Ohio State grad student.
And these are important. You got to knock them down.
And then we'll see if they press in the backcourt. I mean, it's time to take some gambles. They pressed at one point in the first half. It was effective. Ricky missed a free throw. Oh, what's that song about Ricky? I don't have your number. There's a song about that. Ricky, I don't have your free throw. So, another free throw is also missed. Ricky, though, comes up with it. And does she call timeout?
Yep, Tamika did.
He does. Yay. So, I don't know. Well, we don't know if they're going to shorten this. So, I always like to read these things at least one time a game. All right, so we want to thank these businesses for sponsoring our UD Women's Basketball broadcasts. If you are patronizing any of these establishments, tell them you heard about their name mentioned here, and I'm sure the owners would appreciate the investment of hearing that. Sponsors include Dayton Art Solutions, DNA Computers, Get Active Home and Medical Supply. I just drove by there yesterday. Hothead Burritos, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Mo Harrington's Irish American Tavern, Roberson Law, Flower Shop, Sinorama, Archer's Tavern, USA Tire and Auto Service Center, Ohio Painting Service, Kettering Overhead Door, Fat Boys Dayton. Thank you for playing that music. Coin Dentistry, Bob Ross Auto Group. Scott Bauer Roofing Scott Bauer Roofing Siding and Home Improvement. Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tubs and Showers. Rotor Shoe Center. What am I missing? El Rancho Grande. Bob Ross Auto Group. Oh, I mentioned that again. Butler Heating and Air Conditioning. Air, Wine, and Spirits. Demnicas Italiano Restaurant. And House of 10,000 Picture Frames. Dayton down 10, and you are staring at the statistics.
Well, it's eerily similar. You know, when you kind of look through, Dayton's shooting 51%, Richmond's shooting 50. Dayton's hit 26 field goals, Richmond's hit 28, so they've only hit two more shots than Dayton. The three-point line is obviously what's really done it. They've hit four more threes, but they've shot 17 more. So 10 of 15 from the free-throw line, Flyers 8 of 12. It's just all the way across. Flyers have seven more turnovers. But points off turnovers, it's 9-7 Richmond, so it's not really there either. You're kind of just looking through to see where it is. Richmond's helped each other out more, 20 assists on 28 made baskets. Dayton's 13 out of 26. But you go, where could they have made up the points? You know, where? You got 3 minutes left. The game's not over. But Dayton's played pretty well. Richmond, you could say, has not shot extremely well. They're 29% from the three-point line. Remember, we talked at length of them being the leading three-point percent shooting team in the country. So where do you make it up? Where do you come from? And that's what I was kind of staring at and looking at it. Defensively, they just gave up too many layups. I think that's where ultimately it comes down. Dugan, 9 of 12 from the field, kind of just had her way with her double-double.
Interesting observation. The five players on the court for Dayton were all in a huddle, very animated, with assistant coach Bryce Agler and Tamika Williams-Jetter staying out of it, which I've never seen. But again, you put some responsibility on your assistant coaches. That's what they're there for, not just to fill chairs on the bench. Into Smith, basket good. Good cut to the basket for Ariana Smith. And she's got 15. So here's that Dayton press again, down 8. Let's see if they can force a turnover. Well, they won't do it in the backcourt. Here comes Sweeney off to Budnick. Great deflection and block by Ricky Harris. Dayton needs to convert. Ivy takes a 30-foot three. It doesn't go. I wouldn't have actually done that. But Smith comes up with her 11th rebound, making her 12th rebound. And Dayton now, with down 8 with 2.5 minutes to go, will set up. Ivy got away with just a little bit of a desperation three. And now a blocking foul. Ariana Smith will go to the line. And Dugan is going to, or is it Budnick, is going to pick up her second foul. And Ariana Smith, again, can bring Dayton within 6 with 2:27 to go.
Yeah, Budnick picks up that foul. She just gave her no room to catch that ball and even move. Lots of contact right away. Once again, free throw is important here. Got to knock them down.
Dayton 8 of 12 at the line. Richmond is 10 of 15. Smith's free throw is good. She's got 16 points now to go along with 12 rebounds. And this one is good as well. So Dayton, see if they press again. They're down 6 with 2:25 to go. Richmond gets the ball in the front court with Sweeney, and I don't think Ivy wanted to foul her or do that. Again, Sweeney 78% at the line. Ivy picked up her fourth foul. Sweeney had an A-10 Rookie of the Week honor last year with 11 points against Liberty. And she's at the line, and they're up 6, and they bring Jimenez in for Ullstrom. That has to be for defense. See what Sweeney does, and Faith Alston will come back in. Maybe. Well, she will. Just after the first one. Yep, it's good. No, but unless they're going to sub her for Sweeney, she won't come in. So Sweeney has 9. She can hit double figures. And she can make it an 8-point lead, which she does not. And the ball's out of bounds, and it goes Dayton's way. And now Alston will replace Sweeney. So we have 2:19 to go. You don't worry about really gunning up threes here like Ivy did.
If it's open, yes, of course. But no, work inside out. Ariana's getting hot.
Stevens with the basketball. 20 to shoot. 2:10 to go. Dayton's down 7. They were down 6 at the half. They've been down as much as 14. Nylier drives in the lane. Push shot short. Smith battles for the rebound. Great rebound position, though. Dugan comes up to Hill. Katie Hill is double-teamed in the front court out to Alston, and Richmond's going to kind of do what North Carolina used to do under Dean Smith and spread the court, four corners. Take some time off here. 1:40 to go. Turnaround three. I don't know why Dugan did that. Now I know why. She just bombed it in.
Just ice water.
26 for Maggie Dugan. You know I say Meg McConnell's the best player in this conference. I still believe that. She does everything. Dugan's the second best player in this conference. 10-point game. 1:20 to go. Ivy Wolf drives. Push shot in the lane. Short. Smith the rebound traveled. Well, I think we can say it now. We've got to give the Flyers a lot of credit for battling today against the best team in this conference. It's not a moral victory. I'm not going to paint it that way. But this is a much better team than non-conference against Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, then 11th in the conference, which is what they were picked.
I don't pay attention to that stuff. A three is missed by Budden. I thought she'd take a little more time off there. Under a minute to go. Dayton down 10. Driving Lear on the left baseline. Inside for Ariana. Double team. Foul from behind. Either Budnick or Hill. Hill got the fourth foul. And Ariana Smith has 17 points. Here's her line. 7 of 10 from the field. 13 rebounds. 1 assist. 26 minutes of action. Coming off again, that career high. Free throws missed. 57 seconds to go. Now after the game, again, since there's a sports writing class that's going to be interviewing these players and writing articles, we're not going to be interviewing a player. Over on TV, they've been asked to keep their interview short. Free throw is good. We've been asked to ask two questions. So I'm going to let Dennis think about this and ask the two questions. You're going to leave? Okay, well, you can ask the two questions from your car. No. Okay, well, then I'll ask the two questions, and then we'll be done. If you want to, if you have to go now.
Oh, no, I can wait till the end, but yeah, I've got my kids.
Okay. So, timeout. And again, setting what's going up, Dennis will not join me for the next game, which will be on Saturday. So you'll be joining me for Screaming Kids Day. I know they don't like when I say that. It's the education game. You'll hopefully be joining me. That'll be Wednesday, February 12th against Davidson. And I saw a post yesterday that all of the tickets and schools are sold out, and that if schools want to get involved now, it's just a little late. They have to get on a waiting list.
So yeah, so I guess if a school decides to cancel, you know, or something, you might be able to get in.
Yeah, of course, trying to arrange all that at the last minute, but that just shows how that event has really grown over the years.
It's a smart move by them to bring in those kids. You know, it's something they remember. I was talking, you know, just today. Oscar was at Screaming Kids Day back when he was
Oscar.
A wee lad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He said he didn't remember who they played.
Yeah, right.
That selective memory thing.
I bet they won.
I think they've won most of them. I'll have to go do research on that.
When he would have been coming through, Dayton was quite good. So
yes.
fair wager.
That's true. And it looks like they're quite good again, though. Looks like they'll drop to 12-8. 6-3 in the conference. Richmond will go to 8-1 in the conference and 17-5 overall. And there's a ball right to Tamika Williams Cheddars. Somebody exclaimed something in the background. And, please don't go to the monitor. Please don't go to the monitor. They're pointing at something.
Worried about the clock.
Oh, we're always worried about the clock, aren't we? 55 seconds to go. So, there was a loose ball. It's Richmond's ball. And we're going to play on. Katie Hill's going to throw it in. And
timeout.
Call timeout. Okay. Well, gives us more time to fill. Okay. Well, I mentioned this Wednesday, but we will salute the award winners in the A-10 for the week. Rookie of the week. And she had a good game in their last game. Joan Quinn averaged 14 points last week as the rookie of the week. Player of the week, Olbris for UMass, averaging 21 points, 89% from the field. She had a really good game yesterday. And Ulstrom last week only averaged 22 points a game. She had her 30 points against St. Bonaventure. And Glanton had a good week last week, averaging 11.5. And then today she had 9 of 9 from the field, 18 points for St. Louis. All right, let's see if we can get the game underway here without interruption. Let's try it again. Hill to throw it in. Does so back court to Dugan. Double teamed. Austin quickly up court. They hit Dugan and or Budnick, and she's immediately fouled by Ariana Smith. That's her third. We were all worried about Ariana Smith. Now she picks up her third foul with 49 seconds to go.
Right. She played from the about the 5-minute mark in the first quarter till now without picking up a foul.
All right. Free throw time. Good for Budnick. Got 13. She comes in averaging 10.5. They're going to bring Ulstrom back in. Budnick free throw, good. And Ulstrom will replace. Lots of substitutions.
And a timeout.
Oh, no, it's not substitutions. It's, yes, it's a timeout. Dana's used their last timeout. And it's an 11-point game with 49 seconds. What do you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, I will tell you, I'm sad I'm not going to be here for that George Mason game, because that George Mason team, I did watch this Richmond-George Mason game that went right down to the end, and George Mason has a couple players that are...
Harrison Walt.
Yes, they are very, very talented, and they're not going anywhere. And I think, from what I have seen, Richmond and George Mason are the two teams kind of at the top of the conference with Dayton kind of coming in right behind there with a few other teams.
St. Joe.
Yes, I think they fall right into that same category.
So, yeah, that's Saturday at 1 o'clock. Oliver Oven Mitts will help me on that one. Jada Johnson's in the lineup. She'll throw it in, maybe. Loops it in for Ivy Wolf. Ivy on the dribble. Between the circles, Johnson. Dayton down 11. Panic three, miss Johnson. Smith gets the rebound, though. Double team, bullets it out. Ivy the three left side, air ball, and now the ball kicks off of Smith's foot. And we'll see if Richmond just runs this out. So Richmond won the first by 5, the second by 1, the third by 2, and they've won the fourth by 3.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's been paper cut day.
Yep, correct. Tells you just how close it is in that margin for error. You know, if you're trying to catch the best team in your conference, it's not like 15 turnovers in a game is atrocious. It's right where they're kind of normally average. But in comparison, Richmond turned the ball over 7 times. Extra possessions matter. They ended up hitting 5 extra threes. Here's your 11-point difference, really. Timeout.
Oh, my God. Well, the point I was going to make, and obviously Aaron Russell, I'm sure, stressed this. 24 turnovers against Dayton the first time, 7 today. That's a pretty good adjustment.
Yep, coaching adjustments there. And, yeah, I mean, for the Flyers, they're trailing by 11. They're 0 of their last 5, 1 of their last 7. Haven't had a field goal in their last 2.5. There's a lot of things you can look at and just go, ah, you know, right there. So hopefully... what they take out of this game is that there should be no one in the conference that they're backing down from. There should be no one on any given night that, you know, wipes them up and down the floor. They should be in the top half of this conference.
All right, now we'll see without interruption if we can finish this game because, well, Richmond still has 2 timeouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, not necessarily.
Hopefully they won't use them.
They probably should go to the monitor and make sure the clock is right.
So they just wanted to get the ball off half past half court. And now they will inbound it with Hill. And they do, and Dayton double teams. And they almost force a tie-up. And guess what? Richmond called a timeout, which will be another 30-second timeout.
This makes me think of the time we did the 4 games in one day for the A-10 tournament.
Oh, yeah.
By the time the last game went, every timeout hurt. It actually physically hurt.
Yeah, and our heads hurt, yes. And then we had two games the next day, and then we had, of course, that was the year that the Flyers won the A-10 tournament here. They beat VCU. And I remember all the confetti's coming down, and all I wanted to do was go to sleep, and I think I slept for about 12 hours that night. Yeah, 7 games in 3 days was a lot.
It was.
But we're about ready to get underway again. Thank goodness. Well, that's why teams save their timeouts. I mean, you get the media timeouts. Rarely does a team use any of its allotted 4 timeouts, really, until the end of the game. Tamika did would use one earlier. And now Hill will throw it in.
Back court.
Dugan. Dugan pushes off a little bit. And Niall Lear has fouled Ullstrom. Third foul, Niall. Ullstrom goes to the line. Had something on Ullstrom. Almost threw it away. Take out my crumpled paper. What do I have on Ullstrom? I didn't think I was going to
Before you find it, what a quiet line. 14 points, 6 of 13 from the field. Like, you wouldn't even really have expected it because she hasn't stood out.
Here's where she stood out. She had 32 against Temple. She had 35 against Oakland. 11 three-pointers. how many points does she have?
14.
13. She needs about 40 to get to 1,000, which she probably won't get next game, but she's getting there. Free throw is good, and she's coming back for another year, unless she wants to transfer here.
And I told you at the beginning of the game, 48% three-point shooter on 127 attempts. Today she was 1 of 7.
She hit that one as well, and that gives her 15, so she'll need 40 to 1,000. So that'll be something for Richmond to celebrate, and a lot of things to celebrate. The bracketologist on ESPN, Charlie Crean, has them in the tournament. I mean, they shouldn't have to come down to winning the A-10 tournament. They show they belong. They've had a very tough non-conference schedule. They've lost some, but it helps to play them. Missed shot. Ariana Smith missed the layup, and they call a tie-up, and the arrow goes Dayton's way, so the Flyers will get one more shot at this. Down 13. Down, lost by 18 the first time, but that five-point difference, what a difference in terms of how Dayton played. Harris will throw it in. Does so. Ivy gets another three left side. Looks good. It is good. 19 for Ivy on the game. And it's a 10-point spread. And Dayton will foul. Put Katie Hill at the line. Where she's 2 of 3.
Tamika didn't want them to foul there, but yep.
I'm not sure why they did.
No real reason. But yeah, and like we talked about, there's no moral victories. But, you know, we kind of thought, is this thing going to be 20 points? We thought it would be under.
And it is. Dayton's not a statistic.
Correct. So, pretty good showing.
And O'Riordan and Lear come in. And Smith and Ivy leave. Again, the game will end and get you all the numbers, but good performances from those two ladies today. Katie Hill, free throw is missed. Well, Richmond has missed 7 free throws today. They come in at 77%. Katie Hill free throw. This one is good. She's got 13, 83-72. It's now an 11-point game. And Harris into the front court. Goes all the way. Kick out. Niall Lear, 3-pointer open at the buzzer. Missed it. Buzzer. There it is. 83-72. Thank you, Dennis. We'll let you hit the road. We'll have all the numbers after this.
It's the Archers Tavern post-game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap-up on today's game.
So again, Richmond wins its, as I call it, death by paper cuts. They win the first quarter 19-14. They win the second quarter 15-14. Dayton doesn't score in the second quarter until there's 4:41 to go in it. Richmond wins the third quarter 26-24, and they win the fourth quarter 23-20. So 5-1 is 6, 2 is 8, 3 is 11. Yep, Richmond wins at 83-72. Richmond goes 5 of 17 from 3 in the first half. That helped Dayton. They end up 9 of 30. So they go 4 of 13 in the second half, 30% from 3. So the Flyers escaped Richmond hot 3-point shooting. All right, the individual scoring first, and then we'll get into the team numbers. Anna Camden did not score. Faith Alston had 2. Sam Dewey had 3. Allie Sweeney had 9. Addie Budnick had 14. Rachel Ulstrom had 15. This is just balance. Katie Hill had 13. Steph O'Durkirk played for about a minute and didn't score. Maggie Dugan, oh my gosh, what a game, 26 points. And she was 10 of 13 from the field, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. She had a double-double to go along with her 11 rebounds in 36 minutes. And Alyssa Jimenez did not score. As the players now are going to different parts of the arena to talk to fans and get ready for their autograph session. All right, for the Flyers, Niall Lear had 6. Dawkins didn't score. Ariana Smith, what a game. 18 points. And moving on, Ricky Harris had 3. Olivia Leung had 5. Ivy Wolf had 19. Jada Johnson had 3. Shannon Wheeler did not score today. Neither did Ajat Madal. Stevens had 11. And Molly O'Rourke had a good effort off the bench, 7 points in the first half, and that is it for the Flyers. So we'll go ahead and give you the team stats, if I can find them here. I mean, shooting is effective on both sides. Richmond 49% from the field, Dayton 46%. I already told you Richmond was 9 of 30 from 3, 30%. Dayton was 29%, 5 of 17. From the free throw line, Richmond was 70%, 16 of 23. Dayton 69%, 11 of 16. Turnovers, boy, Richmond, I mean, they did not beat themselves today. 7, Dayton 15. Points off turnovers, Richmond 9, 7. Rebounds, I mean, give the Flyers credit. They crushed Richmond on the boards, 41 to 27. They doubled them on the offensive rebounds, 16 to 8. Richmond had 7 steals. Dayton had 4. The Flyers finished, maybe this is fatigue, hard to say, trying to catch up in the fourth quarter. The Flyers only hit 1 of their last 9 shots. Already mentioned Ariana Smith, 16 rebounds to go with her point total today of 18 points. 18 points, 16 rebounds. What a performance. Again, Dugan had 26 points and 11 rebounds for Richmond. So coming up for Dayton, it is a rematch against a team that they crushed the first time, Loyola. That'll be Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. 7 o'clock, get it right, 7 o'clock Eastern time from Chicago. ESPN Plus will have it. That's Wednesday. And then we're back here for another top team in the conference Saturday. It's George Mason. It's a 1 o'clock game, and we'll have pregame at 12:45. And that will be coming up on Saturday. So the coach should be with us in a moment. We'll be having 2 questions for her. She'll have to get with the team. And they actually, as part of National Girls and Women in Sports Day, there's also a sports writing class, so they're going to be having a post-game press conference. So they're going to be allowing the 12 students to ask questions of the coach and the players, and then write some game stories off of that and be graded as a result. All right, so the coach is coming over here. We'll talk with her. We'll ask her 2 questions, and then we will, she's going to go to the crowd for a moment. She'll be over here in a moment. And after we talk with her, we'll basically bid you adieu until Saturday. The coach will sit down. She has her information, which she almost dropped. She has it there. 2 questions, because you have to get to the sports writing class.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and again, I'm not going to paraphrase this as a moral victory, but I thought your team hung in there very well until the end. Mm-hmm. To Richmond's credit, they dropped the turnovers from 24 to 7 today. You weren't able to get them into making mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team that you have to be disruptive, and I thought their game plan coming out the second game was really good. They ran a lot of way action just to get our mismatch, and then they would roll their, I can't really say they're bigs because they're all my height for the most part, on our smaller guards, and just really went to work. And, I mean, there's one player in this conference that I think is elite, and that's Dugan. I think she has positional size, skill, athleticism. She's a super smart kid, can stretch you with the 3, one of those kids that shoots 50% from the 3-point line. And I think with her, she started off aggressive, and they're a different program, a different team when she starts off that aggressive.
But we have to say, Ariana Smith.
16 rebounds, yeah. 18 points. She did it all for you.
Yes.
And then you went to her early on and often, and that set the tone.
Yes. And even when Ani gets, she gets in foul trouble, I think the other thing we have to look at with her is her ability to make Molly better in practice. So now Molly O'Riordan has to come in. We're in a little bit of foul trouble with Nani with two. And I think the kids scored 6 points in a row, right?
Yep.
And that was huge for us, just getting back in the game, just some finishes. And Nani missed some easy ones too. You know, she missed some bunnies. I always feel like she should be 100% from the floor, but she's been very consistent for us, a force. It just gives us a meanness in the paint.
You got to go talk to those students, intimidate those students. They're going to write articles.
Yeah, you're ready for Loyola.
Well, one thing about that, I guess we'll do that. Your team, they know, they read about that. You handle them so easily. So you have to give a message to them that don't think about the first game, right?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for us is even coming to this game, there's a win. And there's number one. We're not chasing number one in January. We're chasing another win. And for us going out there, that team is going to come out different because we demolished them. So we got to expect to see a different team, and we'll be ready, well rested, to take them on. Our pace was always an issue for them, and our defense was an issue for them.
Take care.
Thank you,
Sam. All right. So that does it again in front of a crowd of 1,978 on National Girls and Women in Sports Day. We hope you enjoyed our halftime interview with the volleyball young lady. Though she was wearing sling, I felt for her, Taylor Russell. We thank Dennis Shaw for joining us. We'll see Dennis some point later in February. For Norm Shrine, for Oliver Nitz. Final score again, 83 Richmond, Dayton 72. Good afternoon from UD Arena.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers Women's Basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archer's Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.